106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
His name is Florence McCarthy. He moved to New York in 1920. They used to beat him up because his name was Florence. He had to switch his name to Frank. And then this Christmas, they made a big announcement. He goes, I'm switching my name back to Florence. And we beat him up. Because it's a dumb name. He's old and weak and it was easy.
Damn right.
Put an Irish guy on the beach is like putting a fork in the microwave. Just sparks and a lot of pain.
Yeah!
Two men side by side, the corny heat. Such devotion.
Did you say, Mike?
We choke back.
Damn right.
Hey!
There ain't nothing broke back here.
Hey!
Now, I know that damn right. All you're doing is mimicking some of the behavior of the people who showed up at your restaurant, your Irish restaurant this morning for the 6 o'clock green beer.
Welcome to 6 in the morning. There's no need for the party to stop, is there?
Damn right.
Damn right.
We were just here not 4 hours ago.
My
so you were at your restaurant
at 5:45.
At 5:45. Wow.
Yes, quarter to six, 15 minutes before we open.
I made the first pound of eggs.
I ain't going back to
the first pound of eggs. It was made by me personally.
And Mike told me how they got green.
Yeah, oh, they got green. Yeah. Special.
I call it my farmer's not special.
Not.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Get excited.
Now, who was at... let's turn off that dumb theme song anthem thing.
Uh-huh.
Who was at Mike's joint last night?
Mr. Burbank was.
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Jay Burnley.
Yeah, I heard some stuff.
Again, I had a wonderful time.
Our you didn't take notes. Second time. No, I did.
Our friend Buzz was there.
He was
judging a Miss, I believe it was the Miss Third Nipple contest.
Yes, Miss Third Nipple, exactly first annual Miss Third Nipple contest.
But not the last.
At the show bar. Buzz, mm-hmm. I know that you stayed until closing.
I did. I shut the place down.
Last night.
I did.
One of the questions Buzz had for Mike today says, do you always close at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, what's the deal with that? You wanted me to stay open.
For my money, the evening was just getting rolling, and they turned up the lights and shut the place down.
It's the law.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the law.
That's a shame, really. It was very nice again. I had a great time.
I'm aware that you did, because...
Once again, our 1-800 lines are open. Call 1-800-BUZZ-GROPED-ME.
This morning, as a matter of fact, concerning Buzz, yeah. I received an email.
Oh, no. Oh, I see that you did.
I got an email
from
Jeff. Once again, Jeff was, you might remember Jeff is my managing partner out there.
Oh, he's the guy who wrote all of the stuff about Gillespie.
Yeah, and he did the same thing here. But
I used to be very fond of Jeff.
Well, Jeff doesn't have this personally. He says, this is Buzz's night as I understand it. Now, do you want this information now, Don, or later? Do you want me to give it to you now?
Yeah, now, sure.
Says, I get this email.
Yeah, right, Kevin,
Mike, anyway, here's Buzz's night as I understand it.
Oh, good.
Because we had discussed it briefly. I said, do you have a good time? He said, oh, did he? So it says, number one,
uh-huh.
Arrives at restaurant alone at about 8:30 p.m., not asking to be seated in any one section.
Right.
Number two, orders a cocktail, not a bottle of wine for himself.
Right.
Number three, introduces himself to his server, not anyone that will listen, and ensures them that he is not my boss. Number four.
Oh, I get jokes.
Finishes cocktail and does not add wine to his repertoire. Introduces himself by saying, Jeff introduces himself by saying, hi, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
He is gracious. He's talking about you and doesn't introduce himself as your boss to me.
Oh.
He sits quietly. He talks to me. He's talking about me.
Right.
And John, my partner,
right,
and a few others that are actually interested in speaking with him. He does not interject himself into anyone's conversation or interrupt their dinner. Also, he does not try to get anyone to say something like rock on, or I'm a rocker, or something like that.
Oh, again with the little kid thing.
No one looks at him as if he has lobsters crawling out of his ears. Number seven, he drinks his cocktail and sits in with people interested in what he has to say and does not appear to analyze anything other than the waitresses walking by.
No critiques.
Number eight, Teresa is his server but does not play one on TV. That's not funny. Number nine, he makes small talk with other guests. Katie, you might remember Katie, Don.
Yes.
Katie,
the one that Gillespie's joke was,
yes,
that he was going to ask her out even though he's married.
That's right.
Oh, with a daughter, I found
right
out.
That's right.
With the daughter. If we hadn't mentioned that.
Buzz speaks to Katie, does not think she is the manager. He does not claim that anyone, Buzz this is, does not claim that anyone on the staff is his employee or that he sends his employees out to events. Number 10, he finds out that the snow bunny contest is about to start and does not sprint to the front. He walks calmly. Apparently, Sophia, was there a Sophia? Now, this is the truth. I don't know anything about this.
Familiar, yeah.
Sophia, one of the contestants, had something in her pocket because you seem to be hypnotized by her. Now it's I thought this was all going to be good for you, Buzz, but it's starting, this is a little,
sounds
you
right
seem to
me.
Be hypnotized by her enthusiastic hip thrusts, is that true?
Well, you had to be.
I swear to God, I read it to about seven.
I defy any man not to look.
Hypnotize.
At number 11, he does not get up bright and early to send out an email to me, nor does he give me constructive criticism on what needs improvement at the restaurant.
No.
Number 12, he does not call to corner any staff into having drinks with him.
No.
The jury is still out on whether that will happen, though.
Yes.
Tongue planted firmly in cheek. Number 13, unfortunately, he does not make himself look like an asshat and only gives me 13 and not 19 points of which to write. Even the 13 points were stretching it.
Hey,
so there you
thank
go.
You, Jeff.
That's it. That's your night. You apparently behaved yourself very well, and you didn't call anybody this morning, right?
No, I have not.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's good. So you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Good
again.
Time.
Thank you for
good.
That.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time.
Wonderful.
Good boy, Buzz.
Wonderful.
Buzz
people.
Is closing up the joint.
He closed it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Two.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hey, shalom. Hello.
Hi, it's the rabbi calling.
Oh, hey, the rabbi from Baltimore, right?
Oh, my nizzle on the radio. How are things?
Hey, hi, hello. Rabbi.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm doing... it's so nice to talk to you guys. We've been out of touch for a while, haven't we?
We have, Rabbi. Mm-hmm.
We have. I wanted to call. I had a couple of questions.
Should you be calling on St. Patrick's Day?
Is that legal?
It's not really your day, is it?
What's that?
It's not really your day, is it?
Today?
St. Patrick's Day and all?
I mean, that would be like having a priest call in on Yom Kippur.
Well, let me put
like
it
like on the first day of Yom Kippur.
Well,
like
we
have so many priests. Men of the cloth that call the show.
Yeah. Well, but besides me, I think I'm the only one.
Well, actually, we have two, don't we? No, you might be the only real...
He's
do we have like a priest or a reverend that calls?
No.
A lot of priests.
Oh.
Anyway...
a lot of former priests.
Rabbi, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. I was calling because I have a couple of questions about Schmucko Gillespie.
Schmucko Gillespie? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
But he doesn't, perchance, like, is he a member of our team?
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure he's on our team.
You're pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure he's on one of our varied teams.
Mm.
Something tells me that he might even be, like, a card-carrying Catholic.
Yeah, it seems to me. He looks Catholic.
Yeah.
Sure all strikeouts in my book. I'm going to say, I tell you what, can I leave him a message?
Sure.
Sure.
Great. Please, put him on.
Oh, no, I'm not going to call him. Just
what would be your message for him, Rabbi?
He's probably listening up in his office now.
I just want to leave him a message saying that, Greg, have you been touching yourself again?
Oh, dear.
I know that boys at your age often experience many changes.
Now we're talking, this is a rabbi from Baltimore.
With a
swear
lesson.
To God, a rabbi.
Who's he's famous. He's a famous rabbi. You might have seen him on Dateline.
That's me.
You remember the rabbi?
Yeah, you were great on Dateline.
Put the cameras away.
He was just great on Dateline.
What are you kidding? I love the cameras. Go to my website.
Oh, really? Wow.
Fabulous. Look, you guys have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Same to you, Rabbi.
Mike, don't do blue.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Cowboys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rabbi.
Bye-bye.
He said bye-bye. He called us Cowboys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Cowboys.
Who said that? Rodney Dangerfield.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. Happy St. Patty's Day. This is Dustin up in Rochester.
Yes, hi, Dustin. Crabchester, what's happening?
I just got a quick question for Mike. As a giant redheaded Irish boy, what should I be drinking tonight when I go out in the town?
Anything. You drink anything you want. That's the thing that's nice about it.
Okay, thank you.
You know, there's no real corner on Emmy. You just go out and have a good time. You party.
Good answer.
I think you should drink, you have to be careful how you get it.
I was just
what you have to do is, to get what I think you should drink, you would have to sedate an animal.
Like make the animal extremely relaxed?
Yes.
You know, that actually would be responsible for two things that come to mind when you say sedate the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you have to tranquilize the animal.
Yeah, we were commenting in the office today.
And it really wouldn't be like pouring anything; it would be harvesting.
Many times you go to these places that not your place, of course, but any of these places that serve green beer, where it's like a nickel a glass.
You don't know.
And you know what they've done? What they've got is a donkey in the backyard, and they're just piling this. They're just pounding water into this donkey.
Right. You don't need to exempt me from that. I have to be honest. I want to be honest to the consumer.
You have the donkey?
Well, then Mike's got a donkey.
Right.
And last night, there's people from his restaurant, and they are just force-feeding, like, Evian bottles of water to Evian, to this donkey, saying, come on, go, go, go. And, you put about 18 64-ounce bottles into a donkey. Next thing you know, you've got yourself a keg.
And then the part of the process that you left out.
You've got yourself a keg for St. Patrick's Day.
You have to inject the donkey with green food coloring, too. That's the way it works.
Well, that's green the old Mara's touch.
And the age of the donkey will determine the flavor of the brew.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. It really is.
Well, at least the secret is out.
Mm-hmm.
It's donkey urine.
Now you know.
It's not a secret if you park around back. When you see it out there, it really looks kind of like, because we've got four of them.
Oh, you know, here's how you get around that, though, is that you parade them out all year long as mascots.
As mascots, and people say, oh, isn't that cute? And then somebody catches it, oh, what did you expect?
And then you've got the best of all worlds, when they finally have to be put down.
Right.
That's when it's the luncheon meat special.
It's fantastic. We call it brisket. Well, actually, who am I kidding? What do you think the corned beef is?
Hello.
Why do you think it's a cured meat?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, I didn't know until last night that Buzz Burbank is an equal opportunity groper. When I was up at the urinal, he touched...
It's hard to do when you're standing at a urinal.
I thought he wanted it.
Bye! He certainly must have asked for it, because, right, I mean, it's not like a guy could grab down there on his own.
You get in trouble if you did that.
Yeah. That's got to do the spread eagle thing.
Don't grab it, do you, really? Don't you just sort of brush it?
Caress.
You finger it.
It's not grabbable.
No.
Don't you always love it on Law & Order when they call someone in and say, can you finger the guy? You know, the witness says, yeah, absolutely. I can finger that guy. You put him in front of me. And
an expression that was used when we were all much younger.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more often.
It's like, for instance, if you're looking at a lineup of women, you know, see who had robbed you. I think you would say, hey, see that girl? I fingered her.
But see, years and years ago, it would have been a legitimate statement.
Right.
Like at the lunch table.
Statement of pride.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's how it starts.
Sure. When a crime wasn't even involved.
Oh, it's Joe time.
St. Patrick's Day is here. Have a can of green beer.
Listen up.
Joe.
This is the XM Nation. XM Radio. Another hour of music. Pow, 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 pow. The Beatles.
Yeah. I know that made no sense. On purpose.
I like it.
Really, 100% on purpose. Not trying to throw out anything that people will write on message boards about.
Right.
certainly wouldn't do that. Oh, Joe. Right, there we go. And officially, Mike is the only one that's allowed to have an O in his name today.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to punch anybody that's like Buzz O. Burbank, no. Don O. Geronimo, Rob O. Spiewak.
I agree. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that. And damn you, Ann, for taking the O off my name. Ann Mira.
The hour takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, or between 2 and 4. Or please, for the love of God, check your local listings.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
We'll start today with a very famous Irish guy.
There's where it would be perfect to put it in there.
David O. Bowie.
David O. Bowie with you.
Yeah. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, unisex.
Here we go. It's time for Robbie's intro.
He's a lovable character. He's like the Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little bloated.
How is your shamrock?
How's your Tam O'Shanter?
Good afternoon.
What is that mic? Is it
Tam O'Shanter? That's the hat with the thing like the old guy's wearing Caddyshack.
Right.
With a ball.
It
has a ball on it.
A ball.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Snow Blizzard Sunday and all the ships at sea. Are you ready to laugh? Texas!
Oh, you're kidding, right?
That's right. Don Geronimo and Mike O. O'Mara.
Robbery.
Yeah!
I'm goofy tired today.
You see, we were just watching the NCAAs.
I see.
I'm going to say it. I don't do the joke. I don't care. We're watching the NCAAs in the office.
You don't have to be specific. You can just mention a generic comment.
It was just a player for some team.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Mike said to me, what do you think he's majoring in? And I said, robbery.
It could be right.
I'm just sizing up the guy.
Right.
That's all.
That was a funny comment about that little redhead.
He wasn't a redhead, Mike.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
You got the full ride, full scholarship. All 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Robin. Friday, 0317. 06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America. Here are your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. And if you're listening on Free FM... Right, on WJFK in Washington, call 202-432-1067. You can email us anytime during the show. We answer your emails either on the air or on our website. You can email us at donandmikewebsite.com. That's also where you can hear us on the internet. Go to donandmikewebsite.com, click on stream.
Oh,
and today it's the donkey stuff.
Like the Chicago River.
It's green.
Yes, pure green, Kelly green.
But it's donkey river.
That's all right.
You know what I mean.
They pull me up to the top.
People don't seem to mind.
Top it off for me.
Mike Myers.
There we go. Look at that.
Donkey.
Can I have another one?
Of course you can.
The internet, like, too. It's a special day.
The internet stream is right there. We have a stable of donkeys.
A good donkey.
In the backyard.
Donkey.
Making the fantastic green beer.
Oh, that's
good. How can
good.
You afford to sell that for only 5 cents a glass?
All right. Now make sure you top me off. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
That's good donkey juice.
That's wonderful.
Good donkey juice.
Taste
green,
it.
Green donkey juice.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oh,
come on now. Come on, you got to be with it. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Too late. It's too late. Listen, this is our last show before spring break, so we've got a lot that we've got to get in to these 4 hours.
Right.
We've got a lot to cram in.
Don't mess this up.
So let me get right to it. I promise, lots of your phone calls, and we'll call Ireland and do all the other crap that we normally do on St. Patrick's Day.
Good.
My kid is officially back at home now after being on the road for a while. He's working out his spring break around the country, and he's back at home. Mm-hmm. So he arrives last night, and things are cool. Right. And, you know, here's a shock. The older he gets, the more things are cool between us. You know,
yeah.
Now he's almost 21.
That's normal.
And it's very much like having, you know, not a contemporary, but, you know, another adult in the house.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
It's cool. And I don't have to yell at him so much about picking up and crap like that.
Good. Mm-hmm.
So he arrives and everything is clean and I go to bed and it's still clean. You know, when I get up a little later and things are fine.
Did you have some quality time with him last night?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got together. We chatted about, you know, some things that we have to chat about, mm-hmm. father stuff, father-son stuff, some mm-hmm. Frida stuff and stuff like that. And then we get past that, and mm-hmm. I gave him the inquisition about, you know, the grades.
Right.
And once we got past that, now we're on smooth sailing.
Yeah.
So he brought his cat home, his cat Felix,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to have the cat fixed this week before okay. he has to go back to college next week.
Good move. What time is he bringing it over?
Oh, we'll do it next week on the show, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Someone's got to go to Sears, though.
Okay.
And
all
get
right.
us some new tools.
Wait, they're already dull?
Or actually, just go upstairs. Okay. Just go to Gillespie's office.
The toolbox.
go to the tool shack.
Toolbox upstairs. Felix the cat?
Yeah.
The wonderful, wonderful cat.
That's right. Felix the cat.
Felix the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat. You love so much, your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix. The wonderful cat.
You still drunk from last night?
A little. Nice pussy. Cat.
Yeah.
Felix.
Pussy cat, pussy cat.
So he brings the cat home.
Uh-huh.
Now, my son's bedroom, as it was when he was a teenager, when Frida and I decided that we couldn't tolerate the smell and everything else that went on with the young boy,
right.
is in the basement. You know, at some point, anybody with kids, you do that. They get to a certain age, mm-hmm. you know, and mainly, I can only speak with experience with Bart, with the boy,
right.
when he gets to be old enough to drive and old enough to have hair coming out of places and smells and stuff. It's like you just want him as far away from you as you possibly can in the house.
Yeah, just for, you know, for living purposes.
So now his bedroom is downstairs in the basement. So I'm only telling you all this to get to this point. He arrives, we talk, blah, blah, things are great. He's going to bed, I'm going to bed. 4:45 a.m. This is what I hear in my bedroom. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
I jump up out of bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I jump like it's a nightmare.
That's right.
I turn the lights on, and I go, what? What? Now, Max, who is my the little terrier,
right. size of a cat,
sleeps with me. What he's doing is, when I turn the light on, that's right. He's
yeah.
great, Rob.
Yeah,
God damn, you know he's great. You know, all I got to do is say, Daddy's got peanut butter. And boom.
So what was Max doing?
Max was running in a circle on the bed, barking. Seriously, just going round and round.
Because he woke up at the same time you did?
Like almost chasing his tail, like, well, wow. something's happening up here.
Wow.
Now, I turn the light on, and I see that my cat, Furball, who incidentally is declawed and lives in the top part of our house, 13 years old this cat is. This cat is perched up on top of a chair in my bedroom. And below my cat is my son's cat.
Oh.
My son's cat, who incidentally is not declawed.
Oh, boy.
And
not a fair fight.
And Felix is doing this with his claws, trying to climb up the side of this couch chair thing.
Sure.
And my cat, Furball, is up there, like, defenseless, no claws or nothing. So she's just fighting the fight with her mouth.
Oh, so she's the one making the noise.
Yeah, she's just, like, going... So I see this happening, and immediately the first thing I think is, Well, first off, what the frig is this cat doing upstairs? Because we're talking about from basement
right.
to first level, then up two flights of stairs to find his way to my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now keep in mind, and my son has a door to his bedroom where the cat is, that is shut. And then when you leave the basement area, there's another door that is shut.
Wow. Does it appear that Felix wants to fight or make love?
No, he wants to fight.
He wants to fight.
Now, I assume, because I hear this going on, and keep in mind, I'm coming out of a dead sleep, that somehow the German Shepherd is involved in this,
right.
Colonel Klink. So I immediately start screaming. I see the two cats, and I figure that this is okay, the ones pretty much safe. And I start going, Klink! Clink! I'm running around in my underpants and a T-shirt, just absolutely dead asleep, going, clink! And I hear from downstairs, down by the kitchen,
So Clink's not even involved in this.
He knows what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but he can't come upstairs.
Right.
Because, you know, we have strict rules. The great thing that Frida did was she put the invisible fence inside the house.
Right.
And
that's
then,
right.
And then she took it out.
Right,
but
because you couldn't keep it really permanently, but she trained the dogs.
No, and the dogs now know that they can only come upstairs if I say,
right,
come upstairs with Daddy now. Come
Otherwise, they're getting tasered.
Right.
I think.
So I realize it's not Clink that's doing this.
Right.
So I'm still trying to get myself together because you know what I did was I walked out of my bedroom and I looked. You know how from my bedroom or up in the upstairs part of my house, you could look down
right.
into the living room area,
right?
Because I got a nice big open, nice lots of open spaces. I look down there, I see Clink, and I go, I still don't know what's going on. So I go back in the bedroom, and now the cats are literally like 6 inches apart. And
so Felix has successfully climbed part of the couch.
Yeah. He's made his way 3/4 up, and my cat is now doing the making as much hiss as possible,
trying to scare Felix.
So now I try to grab Felix, and of course Felix wants to run away. So I'm chasing Felix now, chasing him through the computer room, chasing him through Frida's old girl room.
Meanwhile,
the whole time Max is going. Clink is downstairs going. You know, my own cat is still going at some level somewhere. So I find
frozen in fear.
No, I find the cat. I find Felix,
good.
The cat that was supposed to be in the basement.
Right.
I get that cat in my arms. I say, okay, I'm going to bring him back downstairs. I don't know how he got out of Bart's room. I go all the way down to the basement. And I notice, well, hold on, here's the first problem. The door that leads to, like, the bedrooms and stuff in the basement and to the actual basement, that door is open.
Right.
That explains how the cat got out.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go into Bart's bedroom, and as I throw the cat, not
right,
mainly,
you know,
toss him on the bed, I notice, hold on a second, this bed's not even been slept in.
Someone's out.
No, hold on a second. I flipped out for a second, because I'm looking, and I go, wait a minute, hold on a second. There's nobody in the bed in the cat. I go upstairs, and the alarm is still turned on inside the house, right? The red light is on.
So he hasn't split.
Right, because, I mean, you can't leave. I mean, if he left and turned it on, it makes that beep, beep, beep sound that would have woke me up.
Right.
So I look outside, and I see, well, now there's his car. I said, well, if this isn't, now I'm really going out of my mind.
Right.
Like, you know, what's happened to my kid? He's, like, vanished without a trace. I go upstairs to the guest room. I can't find him. Now I'm walking through the house going, Bart! Bart! 5 o'clock in the morning. I hear, yeah, what? And I go into the living room, you know, off the kitchen.
Yeah.
He's in there on the couch. And I say, didn't you hear all this crap that was going on with the dogs and the cat and everything? And he says, no. I said, why are you sleeping on the couch? Your cat got out of the basement and came upstairs and was fine. He said, there's mouse poop in my bed. I can't sleep in a bed of mouse poop.
You know.
Fair enough.
Because it didn't make sense. Because there's no TV in there, right? There's no TV where he's sleeping.
No,
it's not like he could have fallen asleep in front of a television.
No, there is a TV, but it's not turned on.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, there is a TV now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Now there is, right.
All right.
So, anyway, I said, okay, well, then just get your ass up and go to the guest room.
Right.
Go to the guest room, and I will handle this. So he goes to the guest room.
Oh, it's poop.
Now, I go downstairs, and I'm awake. By this time, it's like 10 after 5.
Right.
Everybody's, I'm up, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So I go down, I turn on all the lights in his room, and I go, and yes, I can see where he is, pulled the covers back,
mm-hmm.
and what it really looks like is like there's 10 or 15, it looks like little jimmies.
Yeah, that that's what mouse food looks like.
That you would put on like an ice cream sundae.
You got a mouse somewhere in that mattress.
I mean, listen, we've had mice in the basement before.
Yeah, sure. If you've got a bed in the basement there, you know, that's where mice hang.
We've had mice down there before. As a matter of fact, we used to let the cat live down there so that the cat could take care of the mice problem.
D-mouse, as they call it.
Right.
So what I did was I just, you know, got a little scoop pan and just scooped a ball. And I'm thinking, you know, now keep in mind, I love this kid more than life itself, and I couldn't be prouder of him. He's turned out to be a great man, right. But I'm doing this, I'm going, what a pussy. It's like, hold on a second. Why would you just wait? It's like having a couple of crumbs in your bed, just and they were only up by where the by where the pillows were. Right?
That's a tough call. That's a tough call.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what I'm doing? I'm figuring he's on vacation, so he's probably watching TV or doing whatever till he really can't keep his eyes open anymore, right? Because he doesn't have anything to, and he goes down. And sometimes when you're,
I don't know.
Sometimes that's the way you process when you're just exhausted.
Yeah,
that's how you get plague, though.
Oh, shut up.
But this is from the same man that says, what happens when you get bats?
Oh, they tangle in your hair and you go, they lay eggs.
I get out of here.
Get out of here. Well, he'll be plague-free. He made a good choice.
So what I did was I pulled back the covers, mm-hmm. and I saw that there were no more of them. It was like 15.
Did you examine the room at all to just check
and
see?
Yeah, I couldn't find anything. But, you know, I know this from when we had mice before.
Right.
And everybody knows this. A mouse, for some reason, can, like, crawl through the hole the size of a penny.
Tiny.
Yeah.
They can flatten themselves out. That's what they can do. And it's also towards the time of year where they're going to go back out now.
So I said to Barb, we'll get some mouse traps, and now we've got, at least for the next week or week and a half that he's going to be at home, and between here and there, we'll have his cat go down, and you know, if his cat wants to eat one of these mice, that's okay with me.
Yeah, before he gets the claws taken out.
But mm-hmm. it was a nice start to the day, and
another day. Sure was. Well, I know you were tired yesterday, so I'm glad you got some rest.
And as
glad
for me,
well rested.
As for me, if I had been made a long car ride and, you know, that I would just have wiped it away and mm-hmm. you know and let it go.
It's just a few mouse droppings, but you know, if you hold to the Spiewak theory of the bubonic plague being passed along.
Black Death, Mike.
What's it called?
The Black Death.
Black Death. The 1800s, I believe.
That's right.
Let me see. I know he's there. So at least he asked permission to raid the Xbox. So he's probably online now. Hello. Come on now, Mouse Poop.
Hello.
Hey, Cello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, first, of course, welcome home.
Thank you.
Great to have you home. I was just talking about how Felix went crazy last night and how he got out of your bedroom.
Right.
And explain to me, please, why, like those 10 little pieces of mouse poop that looked like little jimmies that you would put on a sundae, why did those flip you out so much? Hello?
Hello?
The drive.
What? Hello? I couldn't hear you. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
They didn't flip me out or anything like that.
Well, then why did you go sleep on the couch in the living room?
Because I didn't feel like washing it, and the droppings were right next to where my head would be on the bed.
Why didn't you just, like, push them out of the way?
Because there was still just poop right there.
but it's dry poop. You know, not really poop. It's rat poop.
So they're up by the pillow?
They were under where the pillows are.
Under the pillow?
Under the pillow, yeah, that's what I said. When I went down there and deconstructed the area.
I might get a little Willard feeling if that happens.
Yeah.
Plague.
You're not going to get the plague.
The plague.
Don't worry about that part.
I know I'm not going to get the plague. I didn't sleep there.
So you think if you'd slept in the bed with the mouse droppings, you would have gotten the plague?
Maybe. Who knows what I would have gotten.
Some sort of disease?
Right.
All right, well, the gypsies are there cleaning today, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, did you tell them about the mouse poop?
No.
Why they should have probably, I would
why
think.
Why would I tell them about the mouse poop?
Because they might not wash the sheets on your bed now.
They can put spell on.
I can wash my own sheets.
Oh, hold on a second, Mike. Excuse me. Hold on a second. I know you said, what you said was just very funny.
Right.
But what he said was actually life-altering.
What?
I believe he said he can wash his own sheets.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Really? When?
What? Do you think I just don't change the sheets at my apartment?
I would guess...
Maybe no sheets at all.
I would guess that since you've been back for this semester...
Sounds like American University 1980, no sheets at all.
And we're talking about from January until March, when you've been in college. And be honest, Barty, you can't have washed your sheets one time.
Yeah, I have. I've done it twice.
You're kidding me.
No, go figure. I try to do it every month.
Fair enough.
Hey, you know what?
That's enough. 21
years old in college, that's good.
All right, I'm learning along with everybody else.
So the sheets are now in the washer?
Oh, no. I haven't done it yet, but I will.
Oh, before tonight?
Hopefully.
Well, we can't be spending another night on the couch and can't be dirtying up the guest room again.
I know. I don't know if I'm going to get around to washing them and drying them and put them back on tonight. I'm hoping I have a spare set downstairs.
Yeah.
So I can just throw them in the washer and not worry about it.
There you go.
All right. Well, he's large and in charge.
Very good.
That's all I can say about him.
And mousetraps this weekend, right?
Yep. I'm going to the hardware store tomorrow. That's
what do you put on your trap?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
Not a cheese man.
I got a mousetrap living in my room now, though.
I know. I mentioned that, but still, we're going to have fun putting some mousetraps, like, not in your room, like in the exercise room and all the other places where they used to hang around all the time.
You know what works even better than peanut butter? Tripwires. Just real small tripwires. You can use fishing line, but it has to be very, very low. Almost, it has to appear like it's almost resting on the carpet.
That's right.
But just up ever so slightly, just for the clearance so they'll actually trip.
You were saying fishing line? I was thinking more along the lines of like piano wire.
Piano wire, yeah. Even better. You can actually put it up higher if you're going to clothesline them.
You take out Stuart Little's head.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Like in The Omen.
Yeah, but you've got to make sure the mice are going at a really high rate of speed.
Right, so I have to, I guess, set it up towards one side of the room
and surprise
them one night.
That's right. What you might want to do, Bart, is get the piano wire and then go out and buy just a little battery-operated mini bike and put them around the house because they love to ride them. And then the thing is, if they come into the bedroom at a high rate of speed, that will take care of them. I'm sorry, I'm very tired. Did I mention I was very tired?
Yeah, so am I.
Yes, you beat me by an hour.
And so are you, Buzz.
That's true.
Everybody.
I think I'm the most tired of all.
You're the most tired?
No, how can you be the most tired?
Did you go to bed before 5?
4 or 5 a.m. No, I did not. But hold on. You were, well, Buzz, did you go to bed before 5 a.m.?
Yes, I did.
You know that fatigue is a symptom of the plague.
One of the first signs. Yeah.
All right. Be very careful.
All right. I'll see you tonight, buddy. I'm glad to have you back at home.
Yes, sir.
All right. Love you. See you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go.
Nice.
Bye!
You might be pleasantly surprised. You might get home and those sheets might be in the washer.
NAC. NAFC.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not an effing chance.
Very good.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Although, you know, I have to say I'm surprised.
Sure. That,
and I believe him. One thing I'll say about him, he's not a liar. If he says he has washed his sheets twice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Over 3 months, wash them twice.
Especially at that age.
Yeah. And it's not like he's had any creeping crud climbing in those beds with him.
Oh, God.
You know.
Oh, dear.
Some of South Carolina's finest.
Good night, Bart.
Like, you know, all the cotillion girls.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bob. I love your sweet Yankee ways.
What a lovely evening we had.
Oh, my. These sheets
look like they could practically walk out of here on their own power.
This is like sleeping out newspaper. But you're so damn sexy. Is that a picture of your father? Oh, I can see where you get it from.
Well, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
Yes.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah. Because as I recall, not this semester, but last fall, I don't think he did laundry. When he came back home for Christmas,
right.
He had not done laundry one time.
It's hard.
He had not done laundry once in 3 months when he was at college.
Because college is still, you know, college. And so you're away from home and you have no responsibility.
I get all of the usual answers. He says, well, Dad, I wear sweatpants and T-shirts. I say, what, the class? Yes. Say, okay, what about underpants? Don't wear them. Say, what about shoes and socks? Wear sandals.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gone are the days, I think, when, it was that way in college. I guess we dressed a little better. I don't know. I mean, I used to have, at least like to have pants on, not sweats. You know what I mean?
Real pants.
Real pants.
A man, what a pain laundry was. Laundry was a pain in college.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you lived in a dorm, then it's like community laundry, and it's like waiting in line sometimes, and it's a pain.
Sitting, waiting.
It's a pain when you're really away from home and you can be completely irresponsible.
And you can never find quarters. Quarters were worth like 60 cents each.
Right.
Because a quarter is what you need to do laundry.
Right. Isn't that the greatest thing? When you finally get an apartment, and it comes with a washer and dryer inside.
It brings room.
Do you remember that, everybody, from when that first happened? It's like,
stackable.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
It was one of the greatest things. I swear to God, it was one of the greatest moments for me.
I am not going to have to go downstairs to the basement and pull some other guy's slimy underpants. Because wouldn't there always be some effort that would like leave his wet underpants and socks in the washer?
Mm-hmm. Or even on top of it.
Our floor, it was Alvin.
And would not come back for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, God forbid that he would walk in if you were moving his stuff out of the washer.
You're right.
He would be like, hey, what are you doing?
Right. And, of course, there was always, I was always the one that would, I guess, be the only one in the entire dorm floor that would decide to attack the lint filter in the dryer, which really should be renamed the Pube Express. And you know, you'd sit there and peel off the lint, which was really not lint at all. What it was blue with jimmies on it, you know, and they were curly jimmies.
About the size of a sweater.
So disgusting. Yeah. Hair.
Hello, Donna.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't blame Bart for not wanting to sleep in there. I think if I found mouse turds in my bed, I'd be all oogged out thinking that the mice were going to be crawling on me when I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, that's why you won't be spending the night at my house this weekend.
Probably not. And Mike?
Yes.
A happy anniversary for Hank.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
That's nice.
2 years, and we are just dancing, you know, around the bankruptcy laws right now. It is.
You've probably got something good planned for tonight.
We've got something good planned for tonight because, you know, we're pretty much counting on this being it. The second year anniversary and you know, but no, I think
then out of business.
If we really, really go, well, we
bye bye,
I'll
honey.
Make that announcement later on. That whole thing about switching to the Italian theme.
You know, that also means it's the second anniversary of Forget It, I'm Halfway Home.
Hello. Yes, and somebody mentioned that to me last night.
Really? Don and Mike show.
Forget Hello. It, I'm Halfway Home. That's where it all started,
right?
Hello,
did it?
Hello, Don and Mike radio show.
Hey.
I think we've got a smart one here.
Ugh. Hey.
No, I made the mistake when I got my first washer and dryer in the unit. I lived with Sasquatch. That guy had more back hair than a grizzly bear, and so did all my clothes.
And then what is it about the guys?
Thank you, my friend.
That have obviously the darkest color hair of any kind. It can be back hair, nose, head, or down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it's all those are
crotch
always
hair.
The ones, those are always the hairs that like will you know. Take up a residence in some spot where you're just identifying it. Like maybe sitting on the corner of a white dryer.
You know what I call them?
Staring at you.
I call them my Clarence Thomas hairs.
Yeah. Exactly. The kind that's really noticeable.
Like right on a Coke can.
Can't miss it.
Like horrible. Big and gigantic. A hair big enough that Huck Finn could have used it to put like a piece of wheat in his teeth, between his teeth.
Speaking of that, and I know, I want you all to be honest here. It was maybe this week or the last week. Did anyone see the hair that was sitting on the faucet? In the men's room down here.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
It was at least through four or five breaks. I finally cut my hand with water and splashed it off because I got tired of looking at it. And it was not a hair from a nose or an arm.
The sink on the left or the right?
Sink on the right.
And the one with the soap dispenser?
Yes, the one with the soap dispenser.
And again, how beautiful is this? At our station here, WJFK, when you go into the men's room, which incidentally really still has the sign up that says urinals optional. Because you can go
disgusting.
Go in at any time, and it's like, uh-oh, right. Hey, it's sticky in here.
Yeah, it's got the tile
should have a big
floor.
Sign that says, it should say, hand washing, flushing, aiming, optional.
Right.
So let's run through this. First, no one bothers to aim towards the toilets.
Right.
It's astonishing.
Second, the toilets are always backing up.
Right.
The place is just germ infested.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there are two sinks there. What happens is they both have those soap dispensers that you push down on, and you get a little dollop of soap.
Right.
The one on the left-hand side, they're dual sinks. The soap dispenser on the left-hand side broke.
Yes.
And one day, I think it was Buzz.
It was.
Was it you?
It was me.
Buzz just took it out and threw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It was broken. It wasn't getting repaired. This went on for weeks and months, and it wasn't getting refilled, so I just ripped it out and threw it in the trash. Right.
So now there's only one operational soap dispenser in the men's room. Uh-huh. There are two sinks, and a lot of times you see guys going by and doing this move. If someone is standing there putting soap on,
right,
they just walk by and do the little hand under the water in the other sink.
Which is better than just walking out entirely, but everybody wants the soap. Anybody that enjoys washing their hands wants the soap.
As we all do.
It is so gross.
It would be nice to have two soap dispensers with our two sinks.
It works out great because only half of us wash our hands.
People in hell want ice water.
Do you know how I think that bathroom is cleaned? I think at the end of the evening, you know, when the people come in to clean it, they walk in like with a dish rag and they kind of flick it like you would be flicking a towel and they go, all done.
Uh-huh.
No problem at all.
Not every day, though.
No, every other day.
No,
every third day.
They're on the same schedule as my son's sheets.
Could be.
Like once a month.
It's gross, but I can't believe none of you saw that hair.
No.
It was sitting, you know, we have the kind of spigot for the faucet where it's a handle.
Single
it's a lever.
Right.
It's a single lever.
Right.
And it sat right on the back of the lever. You could actually use the spigot. And it sat there, and it was not dark black. It was more reddish.
Next time, tell us.
It was more reddish. Well, where's Megan at?
She doesn't use that bathroom.
Men's room, no.
Program director. How do you do?
Ew. All right.
Ew. Anyone care for a mint?
Oh, God.
Owlette.
Incredibly long hair coming out from under my armpit. And, of course, the great salesperson tradition of personal hygiene at the sink. Well, where they'll come in and brush teeth. And,
oh, that was only Dave Howard, and he got fired.
Tim McWilliams did it, didn't he?
Yeah,
Tim McWilliams done a toothbrushing there?
Not as much as Dave Howard.
Dave Howard every day.
Dave Howard, you used to go in there, and keep in mind, you might as well seriously be walking into someone's septic tank in their backyard, and this guy would be standing there, and the move was always the tie over the right shoulder.
Right.
Just brushing like crazy.
Right.
Like,
it's important.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Hey, you realize there's thousands of germs in here. Yeah, oral hygiene is very important to me.
Foul.
You know what? Forget it. I'd rather have my teeth fall out.
I would
really,
too.
Then brush my teeth.
Imagine putting like a toothbrush on that counter.
Oh. You know what? You might as well. I know it's the oldest scam in the world. That old joke about, hey, I lost my camera.
Right.
And then you get the camera back, and it's like your toothbrush, and someone's put it. Might as well just get the toothpaste and toothbrush right from somebody's butt.
And Paul Gorgie, you know, he's not here anymore either. He didn't get fired. He went to another place. But Paul Gorgie, the worst ever, when he used to wash his bees.
Yeah, soak them.
He'd soak his bees there.
Well,
you guys saw that, right?
I never saw that
just
much.
Just you, I think.
Maybe that was for my benefit.
What did he do? Straddle the sink?
He'd be sitting there with his knees leaned up against the counter with his hand cupped and just splashing. Splashing with warm water.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's only one. Well, I two or three times I saw him doing that. One time he asked me to get the soap for him.
Really?
And, of course, you did.
Well, was that the only one?
All right, if we're telling.
Yeah.
I saw Tony washing his D.
Yeah. That's right.
Right on the sink.
Sure. He didn't have to bend his knees.
Hygiene is important.
No. Actually, kind of Tommy Lee likes.
It's pretty amazing.
You know what I'm saying? I said, hey, listen, hold on.
He wasn't washing the whole thing.
Are you going to wash that? Or are you going to drive a boat with that thing? What are you going to do there?
It's amazing.
Come
The moral of the story is don't put any food on that sink.
Cardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
There he is.
No.
What are you doing? I'm washing.
Personal hygiene is important.
Not here.
Not here. I really think we have one of the most disgusting bathrooms in the history of bathrooms.
That's why we get sick.
We do one more call, then we got to hit a break here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, it's Mike. I talked to Crazy Tony yesterday on the phone. No effing way.
Oh, you were one of the callers for No Effing Way. Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
I actually won yesterday, but...
Oh, well then...
Bye!
I'll fuck you.
Come on, don't make it an everyday thing.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're glad you called yesterday, glad you got through yesterday, but no. Take some time off.
Take a break.
That's the rule.
You know, do it like guys used to do with chicks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see her.
You wait 4 days.
You know, if something better comes along, well, you go with something better. And if not, mm-hmm. then you call, you know, all reliable.
Yeah, don't call the day after.
I mean, don't call the day after.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Sign of weakness.
Hi, Don.
Sign of weakness. Sign of desperation. Yeah. Just keep it in your pants. Wait until Monday to call the show again after you've been on.
That's right.
Won a prize. Hello.
Hi, O'Mara.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Mark doesn't know how to swallow up little messes on his bed with his T-shirt yet.
Oh, you mean like me and what I do in my private time?
You haven't taught him any of that kind of technique yet, huh?
That's gross. That's gross.
No, we've not. No, we've not.
Even Father's Son, that's gross.
No, we've not.
You guys were tighter than that.
Oh, God.
No, I believe that was you and your son that were tight like that. Although I think...
Him and his dad.
I think what your dad said was you were tight.
Oh, God.
Until he opened you up. But that's because you and your dad are so close, right?
Gross.
He enjoyed that.
Yeah. Full moon cycle.
El O'Mara?
Full moon cycle.
Yes, it is.
Full moon cycle.
You know what we got right here?
What?
We got our first true dick of the day.
Right.
And
congratulations, sir. You're the dick of the day.
Well, we can do better.
He's just full of himself. He would stay on the phone forever. Very proud that he called the show with that. You know, I kind of called him out on it a little bit, but he let it go with that phony.
NPWA.
What's that?
NPWA, buddy.
What's that mean, Mike?
Friday, no plans with anybody.
Right.
No plans with anybody.
Yeah, we got right here.
Once we got our first true.
And now he turns the radio up because he can't handle it.
Come on now.
We can do better.
Come on now. Come on. You wanted to talk. You wanted to have a little discussion with me about how come. Hello? Oh, he's still there.
No, this is his way of doing it.
Take a while.
We might have to wait him out.
Okay. Well, we got time.
NPWA.
Hey, dummy.
NPWA, buddy. What's that mean, Mike? Friday, no plans with anybody.
There are other disc jockeys who would have hung up on this guy.
Of course.
We are not those guys.
What people don't realize is he's got us right now because all you have to do is let us listen to ourselves.
It's us.
We realize we're on the radio.
We are on the radio right now.
We're very cool.
I froze.
What, Dick?
I froze.
Turn your radio...
I'm out. I froze. I'm out of stuff to say.
Turn your radio down. There you go.
Or hang up.
He just hung up.
Well, he just wasn't able.
All right.
Well. And I'm sure he's heard that before.
I'm not up to putting him in the book today.
You know, seriously, I told you I had a parent-teacher conference with my kids.
Yeah.
Serious, serious discussion of moon cycles with the kids.
Really?
They said they doubled their kids that were in the office, not detention, but sent down to the office for misbehaving in the school
right.
because of the full moon. Yeah. And they actually, I had three teachers sitting around, yeah. And if it's a full moon with wind and it's windy,
mm-hmm.
that's the worst of all. And they were all doing this thing. Yeah, that's when they're all like, huh.
And you believe that?
Of
you
course.
Believe that.
I have always believed, I mean really believed.
And it was a private school.
Yeah,
okay.
Don, I swear to God,
keep
I believe it's
those
true.
Checks.
I believe Joe backed me up here. If it's a full
we
moon, we get the callers.
Here you go. Yeah, I hang up on twice as many people on full and new moons.
Absolutely. The lunar cycle is significant to the people that call this show. It's significant to people's behavior. It really is.
The full moon is when you get the people, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Didn't we have, what was the full moon yesterday?
Thank you,
yeah,
Pod.
2 days ago.
Thank you, Pod. You can come back in a couple seconds when Kettle's here.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Seriously, remember a couple of days ago we had the asshat patrol? One right after the other after
yeah,
the other.
The moon.
It's a lunar cycle.
How goofy are you that you're sending your daughters to this nice school and they sit you down and say, it's the cycle of the moon.
It's not a nice school. It's an alternative school. It's an alternative. It's a different kind of learning.
Scientology?
It's moons. It's the lunar cycle. No, they were saying that. They said, look, this was a fact. This was an incontrovertible fact.
They said they have
more kids that go to the office, like this
do
recent
they,
lunar
do
cycle.
Do they put your daughter into a special class?
No.
The Moon Unit class?
Moon Units. No, I wish.
Moon Unit Zappa.
But they were being serious, but the thing I hadn't heard, because you know I've always said, hey, it's a full moon.
Right.
But I didn't know the thing about the wind.
Yes.
If it's windy with a full moon.
Wind makes me feel anxious for some reason. I do not know why. I don't like it when it's windy.
Jesus Christ. Why do you think they call it lunacy?
Right.
Okay.
Lunar.
Lunar. Okay, why do you think they call it, I might fire you today.
The moon made you
just step
that.
Back. Step off, just step back. Remember, you can't spell fun without F-U.
True. Oh, God, he's tired,
you know,
too.
Mr. One-liner. God. Okay, Jackie the Joke Man. You know, I don't know where you were in the previous 12 weeks, but in the last show before vacation, we're trying to have a discussion, and he wants to step up to the microphone, and he wants to be goddamn Henny Youngman.
Lunacy. It's lunacy.
What are you, a lunatic?
That's all true.
Come on. It's really
lunacy.
Scary.
It's a true fact.
Craziness. Moons. Wind.
Moon. Fire.
Marijuana. All related.
All right. That's a good start for a Friday show. This is a really good start for a Friday show before a big holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And how you doing, Buzz?
I'm well, thank you. I feel great. I 101% today.
How's Sophia doing?
She's fine, I'm sure.
Sophia. Apparently Sophia, one of the contestants, had a pocket watch in her pocket because Buzz seemed to be hypnotized by her enthusiastic hip thrusts.
Uh-huh. Like I said, I defy any man not to watch.
Okay. Very good. Very, very good.
Wind makes you anxious, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the wind's blowing through the trees, Buzz gets jumpy.
Like a cat.
It's a good thing we're not playing poker today.
Yeah.
Oh man. Cards all over the floor.
Chips everywhere.
Cats have burnt hands everywhere. I'd be like having Michael J. Fox deal the cards.
Somebody lose an eye.
It's windy out. But I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, based on what I heard.
Because it's the moon.
It's the moon.
And because Joe says a lot of idiot people are calling the show.
You know, I'm not going to say this, but I would think that the next time we get a lot of weird calls in a row, we ought to just check and see where we are, you know, in the lunar cycle.
Guys, we get a lot of weird calls all the time.
There are times when we get really, really nutso calls.
No, but you always
have not nutso. I'm talking about negative, the negative calls.
No, you say sometimes it's a low-pressure system.
I've said
sometimes
a lot of...
you say it's a high-pressure system. You say it's...
I've never in my life said that it's a high-pressure
system. Here's another one of our expert retard experts.
That's me. I have the lunar calendar
expert
on my favorites list in there. I check it all the time, and it's usually a new moon or a full moon. And low pressure is when people are just tired, like when we're all tired and cranky. And high pressure is when we're all manic.
Hold on, you're pointing at him like what?
He's right.
Brilliant. He's an idiot.
When he's right, he's not. He's right. He's absolutely right about that.
He's an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
I know.
It's got nothing to do with the moon. Jesus Christ.
Friday. He's right, and I say that knowing that he saw a Civil War soldier walk out of the wall.
A ghost, yeah.
All right.
I don't care about that. I bet that was a full moon night that he saw that. That's for sure.
Okay.
They were serious. These are educators. These are people that know what they're talking
about.
Professional. Kids wig out. Windy and a full moon.
That's
wig
nice.
Out.
So you go to this parent-teachers conference. The teachers come out, wearing like a Harry Potter suit or something?
It was wonderful.
Big pointed hat.
When we got to meet with Dumbledore, it was very, very exciting.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. C. The
Chisty. Chisty. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Sorry. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans in the 19th century to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think is one of the greatest Americans alive. And I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen.
here's Don and Mike.
Baby, I love their way. Every day, Don and Mike.
Ah, little ABBA. I like ABBA. That's something I have in common with G-Gore and Liddy.
It's true.
ABBA.
Just take a moment to point out G-Gore and Liddy, who refused to come on our show.
Yes. Like,
coward.
Mm-hmm.
To promote his book after he approached us.
Right.
His publicist approached us about publicizing his book. We said, yes, we'd love to have him on. Mm-hmm. He's done a ton of interviews. He was afraid to come on our show because
mm-hmm.
we talk about our past.
Right.
He loves making veiled references to us on his show. I mean, now listen, I know that we say we have a network show. And trust me, we know what we say we have a network show.
Yeah, right.
But really, even more so, this guy has a network show.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while over the last 3 or 4 years, we get words behind the scenes that Liddy was talking about us again, mentioning the fact, yeah, the guys that failed in New York, they got fired in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Those potty mouths, those shock jocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Liddy, first off, we're still working for the same company.
Right.
And second, what did I just read? Oh, that's right. You're on a POS AM station
yep.
in D.C., and they just fired you because they're going to be running brokered ethnic programming,
yes.
which means if Chinaman from Billy's China Restaurant
mm-hmm.
right, wants to buy an hour of radio time,
right.
they're going to put him on now where your show used to be.
Brokered ethnic programming.
Makes more money.
Oh, and also up in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Where he made a big stink about getting back on up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just canned his ass up there, too.
Yeah, WCBM, right, up there?
I think so.
Yeah. His own backyard.
There you go, brother.
Looking good for Liddy. Looking good for Liddy.
Whenever you read him about Gordon Liddy on some of these gossip radio gossip pages on the internet, somebody put up a picture of him in his Speedo, his red, white, and blue Speedo, which was the funniest picture I think that's ever been taken of G. Gordon Liddy. And he's so proud of himself, you know, at 60 whatever, or maybe even 70.
Oh, come on.
And he's sitting there, you know, and it's like
closer to 80, really.
Look at me.
I am not exaggerating. No. Closer to 80,
mm-hmm.
really. And his Viagra. Anyway, how you doing, old man? Now there's two more cities that you won't be heard in.
Hello.
Not that you were heard anyway.
Right.
I mean, exactly. Listen.
He was heard when he was here.
Yeah.
He was heard when he was here.
That's true.
At the very beginning.
We are the kings of crappy AM radio. I mean, if we have any crown at all that we can wear in this business, we are the kings of crappy AM radio.
We love crappy AM radio.
But we make it happen, dude. We make it happen.
You can't get anything like this on crappy AM radio.
No.
Right. That's what we're counting on.
You've cornered the market.
Don't worry, G. You can go home tonight and have that producer massage your prostate,
mm-hmm.
give you all your Viagra.
Right.
You know, she can pull out all your Nazi medals, and she can polish them down for you, and then she can take off her shirt, and then once you're done and you're passed out, she can go out and get what she really needs.
Yeah, then you can listen to Wagner.
Yeah, I want the sound of a Messerschmitt.
You see, once she's changed your depends,
mm-hmm.
and you're to sleep by 8 o'clock at night,
right.
she's free to go be with a real man. Because let's be honest, G, do you really think this producer, he's like 80, and this producer is, what, the girl with the big floppy thing, she's
40,
50,
maybe.
Well, half his age.
Right.
Half his age. So he thinks he hit the jackpot there. Really? You really think?
I know how that feels.
Do you really think, Liddy, that she, like, picked you out because you're so sexy? Because you're so irresistible? Don't you think she picked you out because she knows that you're, like, within a heartbeat of someone just going, boo, and then it's over?
Stop it, Brother Donald.
It's over.
Stop your naked cruelty.
It's over. Hey, G.
Canceled
in Washington and Baltimore again. G. Gordon Liddy.
When I was defending Coney Island a long time ago.
Creep.
Gun control is what you aim at.
Not so bad for us, Francis. Francis Liddy.
Tough
now,
guy.
Here's this woman's only problem, as far as I can tell.
Uh-huh.
She was born German,
mm-hmm.
which means, you know, she looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
She's big. She's gigantic.
Didn't he say on the radio that he picked her out because of her size?
Yes.
That she could, and her mathematics skills.
She could breed him the type of Aryan sons.
That's kind
of
what it sounded like.
That he wanted.
Mm-hmm. It was very disturbing when he went on that riff one day.
And then he ended up, you know, and he was a big one to pull her out all the time. It's like he would bring her in on Mother's Day and bring her in like on Christmas. It's like, ah, here she is, the woman that really runs my life. Come on in. And she would be like, oh, Gordon is so sweet. And then all the listeners would, like, buy into this. Mm-hmm. And not knowing the whole time that this is going on that, well, there's the new producer with the floppy things. Mm-hmm. And one thing leads to another. And then
one thing to another.
The last I heard is that the venerable Mrs. Libby kicked him out.
Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
Whoa.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow. That was years ago.
There we are, brother. But you know, when he was here, I was thinking about him the other day. When he was here, it was fun having him here because it's kind of like having a relative that's not quite right that you keep at the party.
Crazy old.
I mean, really. I mean, from the standpoint of just him being a nut, he's better than a lot of the other right wing things that we had here when he was here in the building.
You're right.
He's horrible to listen to though, because I can understand why the ratings went down the crapper when he was here. He's horrible because really, when you don't have him here and you can listen to him because you know he's on before you and you kind of turn it on and you hear him say these insane things and it would be fun.
No, what you really need is like what we've got—the reality show, which is watching the feeble old Monopoly man crawl down the hall, you know, wearing his too tight red welcome to Lowe's cinema blazer, you know, as he's barely able to walk out of the building without going to the bathroom in his pants. Meanwhile, he's just got done on the radio talking about, I could kill 80 men wearing my fighting ring.
Fighting ring.
And meanwhile, she's looking at him the whole time going, yes, that's right. Oh, Gordon, that's right. Won't you please die soon? Because whatever money you've made on this radio show will be mine.
So he's still taking pot shots at us, huh?
Yep.
On a regular basis.
Just not in this area.
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
I can't say regular. I mean, I'm sure someone will email us and tell us the last.
I can't say regular either. He certainly can't, Brother Donald.
No, he's not, brother.
And then he'd lay that God bless on you. God bless. You know, which is always disturbing. You know, he'd be saying horrible things about you and then saying, God bless. He's some kind of preacher. Just the whole thing, you know. Yeah. The whole Sermon on the Mount thing. The whole thing is he's preaching.
What I
sanctimonious.
Like.
Top of the mountain.
I like his idea. Treat your callers with reverence. Meaning that a mongoloid could call this guy's show.
Yeah,
he'd be on the air for 20 minutes. Let these guys have wonderful.
Yeah, unless you wanted to argue with him. You know, then that would be short lived. That would be like,
no, all
right. Damn right.
Yeah, thank you.
But it was, you know, hey, how often do you get a person that's really a part of American history? Botched, ridiculously stupid American history.
And no matter what I'm saying about that guy now, the one favor that he did do me in the time that we knew him and he worked here, when my kid was, I think, like in sixth grade,
right?
He got to interview Liddy, you know, about Watergate.
Well, that's good.
So
we burgled the Watergate apartment building. Actually, it was the office buildings, and we rather screwed it up.
Speaking of that.
Burgled.
Bungled burgled.
I know we've had Bart on already once today, and I don't want to OD it with him.
Well, he's home from school.
Yeah.
But I know without even asking him that you will love hearing what he tells you. Should have mentioned this when he was on the telephone before. Come on now, pick up.
Probably in the laundry room.
He's doing the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's hunting nieces.
Nah, crap.
The mice have captured him.
Well, I don't know where he is. I put on my Batman cowl for him today.
Yes, and?
I don't think he has ever been more disappointed in me. As a man,
really?
As a father, as a role model, as just some schmuck who lives in the same house.
At any time when you looked at his face when you had that on, did you see sadness of any kind?
Oh, no, it's just embarrassment.
Just pure embarrassment. That's good. It could be worse. Sadness would be worse.
He's grown up in a house where I've had Batman costumes.
Always.
And we've gone out trick-or-treating and everything. And I know that I didn't bring it in and wear it before we go on vacation, but once we get back from vacation, I'll bring it in and wear it.
Okay.
So this morning, I'm...
Are you rehearsing something? Do you have something planned when you finally wear it?
A sketch.
Are you like at home, like, rehearsing some sort of choreography?
No, here's the thing. I realize what a retard I am. This is why I really don't see what the big... It's going to be just like it was for Bart. I'm going to be playing for an audience of three. Mm-hmm. You, Rob, and Buzz to be able to see me wearing the same cowl that Adam West wore on Batman. That's pretty much where it ends. And I realize there's not a lot to it. And I also
How long are you going to do the show? Are you going to do the show with the...
No, you can't. I mean, first, you can't hear.
Yeah.
No.
And it's hard to see out of the thing.
You can't wear his kind of headphones.
So I... IMUS.
Wear IMUS headphones. Under the chin headphones.
Uh-huh. So what I did this morning was, he was still laying in bed in the guest room, and I woke him up, and...
Ooh.
And I woke him up, and I said, now, stay right there. He's like he's going anywhere.
Right.
And I went, and I put the cowl on. I bet that's him calling.
So.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Colette?
Yes?
Hi, baby. It's Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. It's Friday, you know.
You called us, though.
No, I didn't. Andy hit the button with the fax machine.
Oh, stupid Andy.
Yeah, Andrew.
Stupid Andrew.
Hit him
oh,
for us.
God.
He said sorry.
Hit him anyway.
Well, everybody's sorry about Andrew.
Well, I said happy St. Patrick's Day to him, and he said something. He mumbled something incoherently back to me, and I was ready to slap him.
Have a great weekend, Colette.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye, baby.
Seriously, I came in today, and he's always there because I arrive when Colette's on her lunch hour, and I came by Andrew, and I said something like, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Andrew, and he said something like, it's okay, or something like that. Just something was just like, blah, 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 like that. And it probably was really nice. It was probably a nice response, but it really came out to me like, okay for you. Blah, blah.
And listen, let me just get back to this Batman thing, because I feel after putting this thing on today that I got to explain again.
You woke him up.
Him up and then went to get it.
Yeah.
Stay there.
I've liked Batman since I was a little kid.
Right.
The thing that I've always wanted most, and it is stupid, I'm a retard.
Did you jump off the garage roof one time?
Well, when I was a kid.
Thinking you were Batman?
Wearing a Batman suit. Yes, broke my arm.
Did that.
Yeah. Anyway, I wanted a cowl, just like the one that Adam West wore. So there's a guy that makes them. They're kind of pricey. I bought it. What I plan on doing, as retarded as it sounds, is getting one of those styrofoam heads, putting the cowl on the styrofoam head, then getting like a plexiglass box and putting it on display in my house somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a sculpture.
Okay.
I am not mocking you. I think when you put it on display, I will mock you like everybody will mock you when you wear it in here because it'll be funny. And you know it'll be funny. But when you put it on display and you do it the right way, the way it sounds like you're going to do it, I think it'll be a cool look. I know you don't believe me, but I really do think that's going to be a cool look.
Here's the thing. It is great looking. I mean, and I am a big Batman TV aficionado.
Right.
So I put this thing on, and I mean, down to the eyebrows that are drawn on this thing, it looks just like the one that he wore. So... And I've only worn it a couple of times since I had it.
Doesn't stretch out or anything, does it?
No, not at all. So I put the thing on, and I snap up the snaps, and Bart's still laying in bed, and I'm at the door, and I go, hey, Bart. And he goes, I'm awake. I said, hey, come on, wake up. Dad, I'm awake. I said, come on, take a look. He said, Pops, what? And he turned, I just peeked my head around the corner, I said, look who's here.
Scare him?
And he just said, oh, Dad. he said, that is really, really embarrassing. I said, oh, come on. Now, keep in mind, I'm having the conversation with him while I'm wearing not the cape, not anything else, just the cowl.
Right. Were you like in a T-shirt?
Yes. T-shirt and sweatpants. I said,
I can't wait to see it.
I'm wearing the cowl. Uh-huh. He said, oh, Dad, okay, if it makes you happy. I said, all right, if you say so. So I leave the room, and I'm getting ready to put it back in the box.
Right.
And I'm like, well, what the hell? Maybe I'll put the utility belt on.
Sure.
Because I do have the big, gigantic
yellow
utility belt with a big gold bat buckle on it, just like the one on the TV show.
Right. Go down and get the paper.
So I put on the utility belt, and I also bought a batarang, one of those batarangs that folds in half.
Right.
That fits right in the back of the utility
belt. A real authentic one?
Yep. So I come around the corner now, and I say, hey, I know you mocked me about the cowl. Come on. You got to admit. Look at the utility belt. Pretty good. I said, and wait. I reach in behind. I go, And I flip it open. It's a batarang. And he just looks at me. He just looks at me.
You know, you've spent all that money on the cowl and the utility belt. It would seem to me, isn't it cheaper to get the whole thing?
Not really, Mike.
That's expensive too. The whole
tight,
suit,
the cape.
Not really. Yeah, and the boots.
The boots are a big deal.
And the gloves.
Right. Yeah.
The gloves are buku. I mean, listen, the whole thing is buku. I spent way too much already.
Would you ever see yourself getting? You talk about putting a plexiglass case with just the cowl.
No.
Would you ever see a stand up case where you would just put the?
No, because all I really wanted was the cowl.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you remember on Batman the Mad Hatter, all he really wanted to do. He's the guy that had the hat that opened up. That had the little eyes that came out and would hypnotize you.
Right.
All he wanted to do was get Batman's cowl.
Right.
I think I mentioned that before, that they never wanted like to take his mask off and say, who is he?
Right.
They always just said, just give me the mask.
Oh, so the mask is the source of the power?
No. Batman has no powers, Mike.
What's the significance of the mask?
Well, the Mad Hatter wanted it because, in a way, it's Batman's hat.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I understand.
See, I always thought it would be so cool to have Batman's cowl.
Cowl, because the Mad Hatter wanted it.
Right. And now I've got it.
I'm beginning to understand. Slowly but surely, I'm beginning to understand this. I'm not all the way there yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there with this. No, nobody enjoys you in those outfits more than I do.
I know. It's just I know how retarded I look in it. And I realize what an idiot I sound like talking about it. And I mean, even my son, who's seen me wear 5 or 6 different Batman outfits.
I just would love to see you go all the way with it. I realize you've already probably put too much money into it, but I just...
Over time,
somehow, I'd love to see you with the whole enchilada.
To really honor the cow, the rest of the uniform should be with it.
I'm getting his voice.
I love that.
Being the good times.
Let me just try my home number one more time, and then I'll get off this topic. But we'll bring the suit in when we get back from vacation.
Good. We look forward.
But like I said again, hey, hola.
Hey, what's up?
I was just telling the guys, be honest now. Don't bust my balls. Be honest. When I came in today wearing the Batman cowl, what did you think?
You know what I thought. I laughed at you.
He's not busting your balls.
Now why did you laugh? You know I love Batman.
Because you're a grown man, and you're wearing a Batman mask inside on that day. That isn't even Halloween.
How did he look in it, Bart?
Hot.
Doesn't it look just like the one that Adam West wore?
Oh, I'm not saying you didn't look good, but I might look good in a Spider-Man suit doesn't mean I put it on every day.
All right, and the utility belt? Did you like the utility belt?
Along the same lines, very cool, but kind of strange.
Yeah, kind of strange. It's an eccentricity. You're an eccentric.
Mm-hmm. All right, just thought I would double check. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, bye.
What are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I'm just messing around with my paintball gun.
Oh, you're messing around with your paintball gun?
In the living room.
Where was that, down in the basement?
By your cowl.
I knew where it was. It was in the basement, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, be careful
in the kitchen.
With that. Be careful with that.
Right.
Okay, you'll put your eye out, kid.
I know.
Okay, bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Does he travel with that?
No, he hasn't played with it since...
the paintball gun?
Whenever he bought it. Mm.
Didn't he buy a rabbit costume at like a thrift store down there?
No, he bought a banana suit.
That's what
he bought a banana suit.
Well, I'd say that he doesn't have a lot of room to talk then. Batman's cooler than a banana.
Yeah, but here's the
thing. Imagine you two walking up the street, you and your cow, him in his banana suit, and somebody, and you're both like exchanging the paintball gun.
But here's the thing, though. He's a college kid. And he can, like, go to these parties where he gets drunk, and he shows up in a banana suit, and...
Are there no parties in your neighborhood? You can go to a party.
Shut up. Just get out of here.
You know, we had a costume party back at Halloween, and, you know, I think you never outgrow that if you like to dress up. There was a guy there dressed as a kid on Christmas morning, and he was dressed in, he had the six shooters, the little Steve Martin cowboy hat, and he was in tighty whities. And that was his costume.
That's disturbing.
I loved it. Of course. It was a special moment.
Oh, God.
It's the same kind of thing, though. You know, and I think that's, you know, your son is going for kind of to be quirky, you know, to be kind of goofy.
Right. Yep. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing today?
Hey. Okay.
Hey, Mike. I know why Don hasn't worn his outfit yet.
And why would that be, sir?
Because you're practicing the bad Tuesday till you get it down right.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean, some choreography.
Hi!
You did say you are going to, like, you'll run.
I'll do
outside.
That thing you like. I'll
with the cape in back of you?
Yeah, because I know you like that.
You kind of put your hands out in front of you.
I know you like that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I do like that.
Hey, I'm just
trying to picture the therapy bills from having my dad show up in my bed saying, hey, don't move. I'll bring you a cowl.
Well, he didn't say that.
No. I didn't say that.
He just showed up. He just woke him up with the cowl.
No. I woke him up.
And then got the cowl.
And then got the cowl.
Yeah.
You know, I worry more about the therapy bills for guys like you that call the show. And again, if you're going to make a homo joke about me and my son,
right,
just try to do it. I mean, just come out and do it. Don't be like the last guy. Just come out and do it. I'll get mad at you.
You know when
way.
That joke will work? When he should try that joke? Well, we're not going to be here next week, but I would try that. I wouldn't try that joke until March 22nd.
Oh, you listened to the full moon?
Yeah, because the half moon then.
Yeah, all right,
and really, when that joke would kill?
Yeah, when?
Would be the 28th or the 29th of this month.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I was scouring the internet for that picture of G. Gordon Liddy and his what do you call it?
Speedo. Right?
Yeah. And so I went to his website, seeing if it was there, and apparently he's whoring out his website for $1 million. He's selling a dollar a pixel for ad space, and you buy it, and you can have it for 2 years.
There are quite a few websites now. Where did I read about this happening? More than anywhere in Britain, where what you do is you eventually, just like this guy is saying, you buy a spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a web page, and the more people that buy advertising for whatever it is, $1, $5, there are little boxes. And if you click on the box, it links you to their website.
Right.
Gets smaller and smaller and smaller. But these websites, though, are very popular.
Right.
Like if you were interested, like, in clothing,
mm-hmm,
or, you know, sports clothing,
right,
you could click on and you'd get a page that it has so many logos. It almost looks like that thing you see at the mall where it's all dots and you have to really stare at it.
Right. Okay.
And then you go, oh, I get it. It's that ship Christopher Columbus was on.
So can people buy more than one pixel? Can you get a bigger area?
Oh, you could buy it all. It appears he says his programmers are working hard at it for a March 20th release.
So yeah, you know what that is. That smells of desperation.
Yeah,
when you're having to sell pixels on your website,
raise some money.
Well, you know, when you've spent all your money on guns and model Messerschmitts, it's a tough situation.
And Viagra and Depends.
Right. Help me.
In Tupperware.
Mega pixels.
Oh, don't forget his Nazi memorabilia. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my Batman suits, mm-hmm, but you should see G. Gordon Liddy dress in his Nazi suits. When he dresses in his Hitler suits, forget about it.
No, I mean,
it blows me right out of the water.
If you're his next door neighbor, don't be lifting weights in your garage when it's raining.
Goodbye.
That's for sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was an American Beauty joke.
Yeah. We get jokes. We get jokes.
Just played his special Nazi play.
Right. I mean, that guy, the next door neighbor in American Beauty, was Liddy. He had the Nazi silverware. He had the whole homo thing happening.
It is all about, when you think about it, think about his whole career, the whole bravado thing. It's all about probably wanting to be with the company of men. That's probably what it's all about.
Very clear.
I couldn't help noticing you, Brother Donald. You were lifting weights in your garage. Kiss me. Help me. Please.
I know, faggot G. Gordon. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm going to walk back to my home with my soaking wet T-shirt.
Didn't he kill himself then?
Yeah, I think so.
That guy in the movie?
Yeah, he killed himself, right?
Right.
Or did he kill Kevin Spacey? He killed Kevin Spacey.
I'm trying to think about how American Beauty ended.
Who killed Kevin Spacey? Kevin Spacey gets shot at the end of the movie because it goes, my name is Lester Burnham. Today is I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah. I remember the last scene of the movie is like a
he gets shot
of the town.
He gets shot, and I think he gets shot by the guy.
Do you think he got shot by the guy?
He either got shot by the guy or his wife.
His wife who was banging the real estate king.
Right, the king of real estate.
F me, Your Majesty.
The guy. That guy with the unibrow of all unibrows.
Oh, you know what I'm doing?
Peter Gallagher.
I fire a gun.
That is a great movie. God, that is a great movie.
Watch it again.
You know, I bet someone's got the answer. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Can you explain to me why that guy that used to work there used to soak his bees in the sink?
Yeah, I can, but call me in my office.
Bye.
Call on the 28th.
She gets jokes, doesn't she, everybody?
Huh? Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
really, seriously, there was a guy that worked here that climbed up,
mm-hmm,
on top,
right,
of the sink.
Everything we say is true.
To wash his bees.
He actually looked at the pose that he struck, you would see in the Broadway show Cats.
Vogue. Strike a pose. There's nothing to it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Annette Bening shot the gay guy, the gay neighbor.
Oh,
okay. No.
You know, maybe she did.
Well, did she shoot the... But who shot Kevin Spacey?
No, she shot her... I'm sorry, she shot her husband.
Yeah.
Not the gay neighbor.
What he meant to say.
I thought the gay neighbor...
No, she comes home and discovers the body.
I thought Spacey got shot.
No, you're right. Hold on, hold on. You're right about
Annette
that.
Bening Annette discovers Bening
comes
the neighbor.
Shoot from the real estate king. She comes home and shoots him.
All right, hold on. Let's take it.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The neighbor shot Kevin Spacey.
The gay neighbor, the military neighbor?
Yeah.
I think so.
And then does he kill himself?
I'm not
Hello.
Sure.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm sure it was the Nazi neighbor that shot him.
I think so.
See, nobody knows for sure. Though. Don and Mike show.
Time to watch it again.
Yeah, hey, guys. Did anybody give you the answer to the end of American Beauty yet? Yeah,
well, no. We've gotten a couple of them, but I think we think it's the Nazi neighbor.
It was the Nazi neighbor. He kissed Kevin Spacey, and when Kevin Spacey didn't like it, he freaked out and shot him.
Okay, winner. Right there, that's where we'll end it.
That's winner!
Now, here's a question as we go to break. How many of you think Greg Gillespie has seen the movie American Beauty and is understanding what we and our audience immediately can talk about and go right to the end of the movie without even really referencing what the F we're talking about?
I don't think there's a chance.
No. I don't think he's seen the movie either.
No. I don't think there's a chance he's seen it.
No, he's never seen
now,
it.
Now, I don't want to have any contact with him, so if you would be so kind, Rob, as to send him an email.
You got
it. Rob, did your heart just skip a beat and think there's going to be some personal contact?
I had to make sure we got to the end of the sentence.
Right. During the break, send him an email, ask him if he's seen American Beauty, and if so, maybe he could pass along a couple of relevant facts about the film that were not mentioned on the show today.
Good.
Okay, because, I mean, there's lots of stuff you could...
Yeah, because if you just ask him if he's seen it or not, you know...
He could say...
We'd know that he pulls facts out of the air anyway, so...
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is not a kid's environment. This is like HBO. No limits. Who knows what I'm going to say? Crazy stuff. And it is R-rated. It is not rated G. I am like Eddie Murphy in Raw, and they are trying to make me into Eddie Murphy and Daddy Daycare.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
Four, three, four.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, I like reading this. The FCC's worst nightmare. Finally, it appears.
Hello.
Hello. Somebody's got a set of nuts.
Yeah.
It's NBC.
All right.
You know, the FCC has been laying down fines, like, for Without a Trace, and the radio industry is very concerned that another wave of indecency is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
NBC has now said that if the FCC adheres to its ruling, there was a Spanish, a Univision broadcast that ran in Los Angeles that the FCC has deemed to be indecent.
Mm-hmm.
NBC says they feel that way. We will challenge it in court.
Good for them.
Finally.
Somebody's got to do this.
Finally.
Somebody's got to bite the bullet and take this up to the Supreme Court.
Finally. So
and a perfect time for that also right now with the court the way it is.
Amen. So let's hear it for NBC. Let's hear it for...
And I say that with tongue firmly in cheek, but I really hope that, you know...
Univision.
You know, I do hope that when...
Sabato Gigante.
When they get there, you know, when these guys get there, no matter what people think they're all about, that they actually interpret the law the way the Constitution says it should be interpreted, and they throw this crap out.
Not a chance.
You don't think so with these people?
Not with these people, Mike.
No, I think you're right.
But maybe somebody will just step up. Maybe it'll be NBC.
That'd be great.
It'd be nice if it was our company, but...
Yeah, but what if they step up, and then they take it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court upholds the fine?
Then we're all effed.
Yeah. We are completely
effed.
Then
we know as an industry.
Because that's decades, then.
Right.
That's decades of law.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How you doing today, guys?
Okay.
I have a few little information things there for you about American Beauty. At the end, you don't see who shoots him. He's sitting there at the table looking at a picture of his family when things were good, smiling. Somebody walks behind him, shoots him, and you guess whether it's the Nazi neighbor or the wife.
It's Kevin Spacey right in his kitchen, okay.
Right. They never actually show who shoots him. You just see the gun, hear it go off, and he's laying there with a smile on his face.
But if I remember correctly, the wife discovers him.
I don't remember. I just know you don't see.
That I don't remember, but I have some information for ye. Listen, before we talk about other stuff, I want to mention that last night I saw a show that I normally would not watch. I was just flipping by. There's no CSI on last night, right. So my Thursday night is ruined. And the basketball games, I'll watch them. But when it's like, I don't know, the Northern Junior League of Iowa farmer Amish types playing,
Martha Stewart Vocational.
Yeah, right. I mean, give me the name team. So I'm flipping around. And last night between 8 and 10 East Coast time on Channel 7 on ABC, there was a show called Great American Inventions.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, I only tuned in for this part. If anybody out there saw it, give me a hand. Was a guy, here's his thought. He says, are you a man, first off? Well, I'm looking at the TV and I go, well, affirmative.
A man.
Have there ever been times when you really had to go to the bathroom and there's no bathroom available?
Of course.
Who hasn't? Yes. Okay. The guy's invention is a trench coat, an overcoat. And what you do is you put the overcoat on and it has a zip pouch inside and it has a tube. And they're putting this on TV like this is a real invention.
Right.
So in essence, what you do is you go to the bathroom inside this plastic pouch that you have in your, like, London fog jacket. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm doing a double take when I'm watching this. And I tuned out before, because the last thing they said before commercial was, and what about women? And all they did was say, he has an answer for you, too. And the tease was just a shot of a Dixie cup.
And he's legitimately trying to pass this off as an invention.
He was on the invention show as one of the people.
Is he one of these guys that says, this will save lives?
This is they're doing it almost in that home improvement.
Extreme makeover home edition.
Save your house way. Yeah, right. It's very family
friendly. This isn't the competition show they're going to have. The Simon Cowell Show, where American Inventor or something.
Yes, it is.
This is where it's a competition?
Yes, that's right, because they kept saying the show was invented by Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, that's the Inventor Show.
Right.
And was it a sucky invention?
I only saw
it. Or was it something when you looked at it, you said, well, maybe.
No.
In a pinch.
I'd rather go in my pants.
What about in the summertime? Well, you look kind of stupid?
I don't know.
You look like Ken Beatles.
Your coat smells funny.
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I saw that American Inventor.
Oh, now did you see the trench coat that guys are supposed to go to the bathroom in?
Yeah, it looked like a giant garment bag once he was inside of it.
That's it. That's what it looked like, a garment bag. Now, what about for the chicks with the Dixie cup? Because I didn't see that.
Yeah, he created this little, like, funnel that they're supposed to basically stick down their pants and relieve themselves.
It's curved.
And the whole idea is that you could stand at a bus stop and do it, and no one will know that you're going to the bathroom.
I'm telling you.
By the time you're done finagling with that thing, you might as well just find a Texaco.
I busted up.
Oh, exactly. And they asked him, have you ever used this? He said, yeah, I did it at the bus stop once, and they knew I was doing something, but they didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, great. You know, you're right. It was a garment bag. That's why I thought, like, it was a trench coat thing. Was a garment bag. Is there something?
Was it a garment bag? Do you wear it?
No, what you do is you drape it over yourself.
Oh.
Like if you're sitting down, you drape it over your knee, and then you put your hands underneath, you unzip your pants, you take out your willy, you put it in the...
Does it come with a quarter so that you can make that first phone call when you get to jail?
I don't know.
Mommy, the man. Man took out... Man...
Which is a great show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Did you see any other inventions you liked?
No, that's all I saw, Mike.
That's the winner.
I just saw the bladder thing. Hello.
Hey, guys. Just watched American Beauty last week. I can tell you the ending. And you're sitting in his living room, or in his kitchen, looking at the picture. You hear the gunshot. The daughter and the son upstairs hear the gunshot. The girl he just about did in the next room hears the gunshot.
Oh, that's the girl with the...
yes.
Mina Savari.
Pepperoni areolas.
You used to say Reese's peanut butter cups.
Exactly. You see the neighbor walking.
Oh, that's right. Isn't that right, Mike Wallace? It was Reese's peanut butter cups, right?
Oh, yeah. Wallace?
Damn right.
Right.
He liked it, too.
You see the neighbor walk back next door. He's got blood all over his T-shirt.
Damn right.
Yes, yes, yes. This guy has it. That's the confirmation that it was the neighbor that shot him. And then Annette Bening comes walking in and discovers him, right?
Exactly, right. Ah, she gets dropped off by the realtor king. She comes in, goes to the closet, and just freaks out. And
all right, there you go. Thank you very much.
Good job.
That's for you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
How about the Bladder Buddy?
Was that the name of the
Bladder Buddy?
The garment
Bladder Buddy. And it was actually for a woman. It wasn't really like a Dixie cup. It looked like something they would just hold under there, but it was like kind of rubbery, kind of weird looking.
It looked like a Dixie cup to me.
Huh.
Kind of. Hey, but did you see Ahmed that came out with the thing with the car?
No, I only saw the two. Really, the one thing about the garment bag.
Right. Where do you put the garment bag after you're done with that?
Well,
that's key.
Yeah. Now that was a question that I hold on a second. That's a question I had as well. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you're in an airport. Although the guy used that as an example, and now, who can't find a bathroom in an airport?
Right.
Really. Let's say you're just sitting. Okay, let's make it an airport, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there, and you drape the garment bag over yourself, and you go. Mm-hmm. The way it was left.
Said he did it at a bus stop and he tried it out one time. Remember?
Yes, yeah, he said that. But the question was, what do you do with it? Well, in that case, I'm guessing you get on the bus and you just drive around all day
with your garment bag filled with.
With your your garment bag.
With your number two.
Full of your number one. Just your number one.
Oh, it's
number one bag.
It doesn't do number two.
Just leave it on the bus.
That's a different bag.
Well, now I'm not interested. I'm not interested now.
That's a different bag.
Hello there.
I don't want to do that at the bus stop.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing great, thank you.
What is that man doing?
Look, that's Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara's got his garment bag. Why is he sitting on his garment bag?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
Hello.
Hey, on the movie there, I think it was Dick Cheney that shot him, wasn't it?
That's a joke. That's a joke. I was laughing about the garment bag, and then that took it completely out of me. Then you leave your garment bag in the cab.
Just gonna leave this guy hanging. See what he does.
But seriously, if we're talking about having to go,
guy hung up.
Really, when you're talking about really an emergency where you know you really have to get, can't you kind of? I mean, the bladder thing. Once in a while, you can hang on for a while, and you can. And if you're a guy, you can certainly pull over and go in the woods. But as far as the other thing, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, oh, very.
Now, show me something where you can do that.
You reach the point with the other one where you can wait and you can wait and you can wait. And then you get to the point where it's like the baby's coming out.
That's right.
There's no stopping this. And, oh, my God, the head's coming out first.
Yeah, it's scary. And that's terrifying when you, I mean, and usually that is involving some sort of distress. Either, you know, you've got some sort of illness or you've had some bad food. Something like that has happened to you.
Who hasn't had the one where you just pray and you get home in time?
Right.
And as soon as you walk through the door, you're already unbuckling your pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you make it, and it's like...
And it's usually when you got a little tummy trouble.
It's like, my God, if I had been 5 seconds slower...
1 second.
I would be out buying a mop right now.
It's horrible. It's a horrible experience.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Millionaire Radio Gods.
Hi there.
I couldn't watch that show because there's way too many commercials. After every stupid invention, you had to watch 6 commercials.
Yeah, you know what I hate? I hate when you really get on a good roll and they put in the goddamn commercials. That sucks.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't you agree?
The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
Don't you agree? Oh, he hung up.
He's gone.
He hung up. Hi, Kate.
Out on the...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. You can... can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in
you. You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Hello, we have time to call Ireland here.
Ireland. Oh, the old sod.
We've not done that yet today. Get that music ready, Rob. We'll do that in this break. This will be a short break so we can get the Friday favorite in. Give Buzz plenty of time for his news and comments today. Special hangover edition.
That's right.
Buzz?
No, I don't get hangovers.
Buzz, a man of few words today.
Oh, no, I didn't think so.
Fewer than normal. I mean, it's okay.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
He was chatty last night.
Perhaps that's it.
Let's see. Now just a million things that I wanted to talk about over the last week on the show that we've not gotten to. Okay, some of these are just going to be headlines, just stories that I thought would be interesting. Oh, God. Okay, who is the number one choice of ladies on TV to be head of the local PTA by TV Guide?
You mean this is a choice of women?
Yeah.
A woman that they're choosing?
A woman who's on TV who the housefrows who read TV Guide think would be a good PTA mom. The number one choice is Kelly Ripa, followed by Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Marcia Cross, and still coming in, number four, Kathy C. Gifford.
Oh, my gosh.
She still makes the list.
What are women high?
Now, how about Clay Aiken? Clay Aiken.
Homo.
Allergic to tree nuts. He could head the PTA.
Now, the National Enquirer, which hits the stands today. I don't have it yet.
This is the big day where they show all the pictures of him?
Well, they have pictures of Clay Aiken at a gay bar in New York City.
That's not like the pictures that have been on the Internet.
No, but they reference the pictures on the Internet.
Okay.
And they have pixelated stuff in the Enquirer that is allegedly explicit in nature. But the one thing that they do have is, and I don't know what the place is called, like Queers and Beers or whatever.
Right.
But it is obviously a gay bar, and it's obviously Clay Aiken just walking in like cock of the walk, like, hi, look at me.
Wow. Has Clay Aiken... Has it ever come out where he has said, I am not gay, or he's tried to cover it up, or, I mean, is it an issue? I don't even know.
Nope, him and Vin Diesel. They both are kind of just quiet about, oh, Jesus, and how stupid is Vin Diesel? Well, I mean, we know the answer to that. I was watching a TiVo'd Jon Stewart show, the Daily Show that had, what's his name on it, Vin Diesel?
Right.
So he comes out, and he's talking about whatever this movie is he's got coming out this week, where he had to grow hair and work with an actual director.
Plays a mafia guy on trial.
And he says to Jon Stewart, he says, I had to gain 35 pounds. You know, and Jon Stewart says, how'd you do that? And he said, I did a gallon of ice cream a day, and I had to stop myself from working out, because, you know, I work out compulsively. Now, Jon Stewart says... So do I. This goes, like, over his head.
Of course.
Vin Diesel says, because he doesn't even hear the audience laughing, Vin Diesel says, you know, there's nothing better than getting up at 5 in the morning, crisp morning, going out running 4-5 miles. Now, Jon Stewart leans back in his chair and pats on his belly and says, oh, I'm with you. I mean, I can't tell you. Every morning at 5 a.m.
And he can be, Jon Stewart can be so dry that the lack of bright people, we'll take it hook, line, and sinker.
So now the audience is going from a murmur when Jon Stewart rubs on his belly. And says, right. Oh, yeah, I'm there. It's like this. It's like,
I'm with you.
And now Vin Diesel, just one eyebrow goes up and he goes, what? Is this guy kidding me?
No,
okay.
Because he's a little removed from reality.
Thank you, genius. Thank you very much.
The things I do for my country.
Britney Spears news. God, I love Britney Spears because she's such a pig.
She is.
I mean, all the pictures of her and her dirty feet and everything else.
She's always got something. She's always got a cup of something. Right. She's always like a parfait or a frappe or whatever.
This is great. She's in Miami. She's in Miami Beach. She's at a restaurant with Federline and with the kid.
Right.
Now, she's at a fancy restaurant.
Okay.
Hoity-toity restaurant. Everybody in the restaurant says that this is true. This was in the Miami's, whatever the...
Herald?
Yes, thank you, Mike. The Miami Herald, right? Mm-hmm. Also reported in the St. Petersburg Times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's made its way up and down Florida. She's at the table having dinner. There's a baby seat for the baby, Kevin Federline, and her. The baby goes to the bathroom in the diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears changes the diaper at the table.
She is the pig of pigs.
Unbelievable.
At
she is the pig of pigs.
At the table.
What? She has now, no idea what she's doing. No.
Now, let me see. They got all kinds of people.
Oh, that is disgusting.
They've got all kinds of people that are quoted on this. Let me see. Daryl Sean says, quote, I can't believe it.
And you know what? If she's changing the baby at the table, that means she's changing the baby on the table.
Uh-huh. Correct.
Right.
Daryl Sean says, I was one table away. I mean, and I can't read everything the guy says. He says, I mean, poopies everywhere. She's wiping him with the day wipes. I complained to the manager.
Right.
The manager said, it's Britney Spears.
Oh,
what can we do?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I love Britney Spears.
She just keeps giving us stuff. This is great. The new Elvis is born.
I swear to God, how great is that?
Kevin, I need more of the wipes there. Just put it on the table next to the rolls.
Just do it right there. And
ew!
Mike, I know that you think, like I do, that Tom Wopat is just incredibly talented.
Well, I think he's overlooked. I think he's underrated. I think he should be in every great movie.
Well, they're watching him now. He got a DUI. And even though he lives in Connecticut, his driver's license is still Tennessee.
Bo Duke.
That's right.
Was he Bo or Luke Duke?
I think he was Bo Duke, right?
No, didn't catch
Luke.
That.
He was Luke Duke?
John Schneider was Bo.
It was a TV show, Buzz, not a movie. A TV show first.
Oh, I think
you
are talking about the remake.
But thank you for speaking.
Certainly. Hi.
Let me know that you're
just
there.
Wanted to let you know I was here.
Uncle Jesse. Let me know that you're
Denver
there.
Denver Pyle.
All right, well, that's all I care about. I hated Denver Pyle as well on the Andy of Mayberry show.
Yes, I know you did.
Wasn't he a darling?
Yeah.
Frisco Darling.
He was the father of the darlings.
The hillbillies that would come down from the hills,
right,
to sing for Andy of
Ernesty Mass.
Now, all of that stuff out of the way. Let's see if we got time. We do to call Ireland. Here we go.
That's part of the old song
because it's Mike's day.
I'm very excited
Patrick's day.
Today. Yes.
Now let's see. How about we can either try the Dublin Grand Hotel or a place called Duffy's Pub.
Called Duffy's.
Also in Dublin. All right.
Oh, you got to call Duffy's.
Called Duffy's Pub.
We've had pretty good luck speaking the international language of love.
Duffy's Pub before I finish this sneezing attack I'm having right now.
One. Hold on.
Must be allergies today. That's it. We're poisoned.
Hold on. You know, I can't. Everybody just shut up for one second. Everybody, really. You know what? I'm just going to turn everybody's microphone off. Hey, how you like that, huh? Now I can concentrate and dial. There's 8,000 numbers I got to dial, Mike. Hi. It's hard for me to pay attention when you're over there being funny.
That's not being funny.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn all the microphones off now so I can just totally concentrate and dial.
That's in my...
There.
That is in my job description. I make comical patter while you drive.
I have to pay attention. You got to do a 011 and then do another 21 and a 353, then a 1 and
very
a niner and a walkie talkie.
And we were calling, are their phones are made of wood?
Here we go.
They're made of wood.
While the mics were off, I just talked and talked.
Of course you
so
did.
You missed it.
I did.
Hi, is this Duffy's?
Here we go.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show in America. We're on the radio. May we put your voice
say happy St. Patrick's Day. Get them motivated.
I say happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, can you come on the radio with us?
Rob has a little brogue there.
I heard that, man.
Well, is there anyone who can speak to us there? It's important that we do this now.
Since when do they not take phone calls over there?
He's finding me someone.
Don't we normally ask for the drunkest person in the bar?
I'll tell you what the problem might be today.
What's that?
You call the big city. Call the capital. You call the West, they're not going to give you that kind of trouble. You call the Southwest, it's even going to be more of a walk in the park.
Huh?
If you call down to Bantry Bay, you call to Killarney, or somewhere down in the southwest, you're going to get somebody to come right out to you, probably speak Gaelic to you as well.
Gaelic.
But instead you're talking Dublin. Dublin, you might as well, you know, you really, you might as well call New York City. For all the friendly people, you probably call New York City, you probably do better. The love of Pete. Don't understand this.
Gaelic.
Gaelic.
Come on, what's he doing?
I don't know.
If we don't get through, we'll call Mike's place.
It's very loud.
You call O'Mara's. You call O'Mara's over in Killarney.
Oh, the
Missouri's?
You have one there?
I'll give you 30 more seconds on that guy, then I'm going to try the other place.
I can't believe it's how long it's taken. It's because it's Dublin. You call Limerick, you call Shannon. A place like
hello.
That.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Oh, you got somebody?
Okay.
Hold, please hold.
Put me on hold.
You got somebody?
No, I don't. Put me on hold. You might be transferring. Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. Do you have a moment to come on the radio in the United States?
You know, I got another one ringing.
What?
Oh, please hold, and our operators will assist you shortly.
Let's shortly.
Oh, you got one, Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
He talks with his weird ass.
All right, joining us now. Hello?
Hello. Who's this then? But I expected a human being. All we got was just a bit of a dial tone there.
I think that was my fault.
But we accidentally hung up on him.
Michael Ireland.
Everybody, you know, everybody's St. Patty's Day.
So I have to shut off all the microphones again so I concentrate and dial. And then try not to hang up on
problem
it.
Problem at all. That's no problem at all.
It's talking,
and that's all that really matters.
Why do you keep talking? The microphones are off.
I don't want to break my rhythm. I want to keep it.
How you doing?
Hello? Yes,
oh,
hi,
there you go.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I just stopped talking right when you turned it on. That didn't work out for his first time, and it's concerned.
Okay, here we go. Now, without further ado, let's go live to Ireland.
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello, happy St. Patrick's Day.
The very same to you.
Are you having a good celebration over there?
It's a very good celebration. Things are kind of hectic here at the moment.
You got a capacity crowd, do you?
Very, very big crowd, yeah. Very busy all day.
That's wonderful. Is there a chance that we could speak with the drunkest person you got there at the pub?
Oh, that might be a bit awkward.
Well, no, that's the whole idea, you see. We find it greatly entertaining when we put on a drunken person on the air.
How many fights have you had in there today?
No, very hard to do that. We run a very good house.
Ah, very good house. You got plenty of security and all that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. What are you selling the most of today?
Sorry?
What are you selling the most of today?
Oh, the Guinness is going down. Guinness is going well, and show them on the shorts now.
Oh, that's wonderful. You got any food specials today?
Sorry?
You got any food specials today?
Just the usual, and the food up to 5 o'clock with corned beef and cabbage and the...
Do you have the Bloomin' Onion?
No.
Do you have the Endless breadsticks and salad bar?
No, just the specials were Guinness too, and... And corned beef and cabbage.
Ah, that's good.
The usual.
You ever heard of a great Irish place called the Olive Garden?
I haven't, no.
It's a lovely, lovely Irish place.
Over here in America, they're packed today.
That's great. That chance we could talk to you're just a patron that maybe's had a little bit too much.
Hello?
Let's see now if anyone's fitting that description. Just a minute again.
All right. I have a feeling he might be able to get somebody.
He might got to speak that Irish double talk.
See, if you could put somebody on the phone right now, the double talk.
They don't understand just straight America.
No, you got to talk this way.
I guess there's someone on him. Hold.
God bless you. Thank you.
Right.
Sorry about the potato famine.
There's no need for you to be apologizing for Great Britain, dog.
Not your fault. Waiting to talk to the drunkest guy in Duffy's Pub.
That's
in
right.
Dublin.
It's very exciting, he said. Would you like to go on the radio?
Can I tell you on the radio?
And that's the drunk guys over there probably talk with more of that.
I can't go on the radio.
And remember, when we were in Ireland, and I really meant this, my thought was we might as well be in Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Hello?
I'll have to leave that. There's a DJ outside, and it's very nice. I don't get to hear him anyway. I'll have to leave it, I think, and I'm very busy.
Oh, you're very busy.
Sorry about that.
Right. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, we'll call the competition.
You're letting down all of the Irish in America.
No, terrible.
All of them.
No, right. When I move the phone outside, there's a DJ on that's very noisy, so you wouldn't hear him anyway.
Okay. So,
okay, thanks for the call, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah.
It's thanks for the call.
Yeah, right.
It's a shame.
Can we call that real quick?
Yep. All right. Real fast, though.
That's why we're supposed to have the phone numbers in the West. Dublin, the big city. Might as well be calling Detroit for all that.
I'm not kidding.
Just makes me angry.
Stop it. Shh. Buzz? Buzz?
Yes.
What, Mike?
Gonna do me talking all over here because it doesn't matter if he...
I just needed to concentrate.
Okay, let's see if we can get better.
Hey, Mike!
Very, very, hello, very hard to dial all these numbers, all the overseas codes and stuff.
Me knows!
Don't you reveal our secret.
Hi, may I have the bar, please?
Yeah, plump. It is dullard.
All right, now we're trying the Grand Hotel in Dublin.
Oh, that sounds like you got to have a cotillion there. You're not going to have some drunks.
Mike, these are the numbers that they give me to work with.
What was that sound?
Oh.
Excuse me. I believe I just coughed up some snot. Snot. Most of all, we were wet. Hey, sorry.
This is really working out great.
I tell you, it's a...
Damn right.
It's a hit. What's this, the Grand Hotel? The Grand. Listen, it's Grand. Lovely. Grand.
What are you doing now? Are you redialing?
No, I'm trying the other hotel.
Don't give it up. Just forget it. Let's
hello?
Just...
Hello?
Well, I can't...
Yes, is this the bar? St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
He's in.
I'm calling...
Why don't you ask to speak to the drunkest patron?
May I speak to the drunkest patron in your bar?
That's damn right.
Damn right.
That's what I call a step saver. Mm-hmm. Don't have to go through no pesky manager.
Efficiency.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Okay, hello? She set the phone down.
Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Very busy today in Ireland.
This reminds me why we don't do, like, live broadcasts from bars on St. Patrick's Day. It's hard enough trying to call to Ireland getting a drunk person on the phone.
Do you know what I've heard?
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm calling from
America. Used to be a religious holiday over in Ireland. Now that we've kind of made our St. Patrick's Day, they have it. It's a bigger deal over there now.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. You got him, Robbie?
Oh, are you a patron at the bar? Okay, do you have a moment to come on the radio with us?
Okay, Mr. Boy Scout, why don't you just, one of these times, why don't you just, like, say to him, you've won a contest?
Hello? Hello?
That's our way.
What are you doing now?
Is he there?
Are you there?
What's the problem?
Okay, we're going to go on the radio, okay?
For the love of
Jesus Christ.
I hate the FCC! You got to ask a guy his friggin' permission 1,000 times! Some douche that's in Ireland who's drunk!
It's a lady.
What's a lady, then?
A douche user. Hey, drunkie.
Hello.
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 Drunkie.
Hello, lady. Are you there?
Hello, douche user. Hello. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello. Are you there, then? What's all this, then?
Yeah, this is why we waited for 5 minutes so you could get their permission. The effing FCC. God, do they love screwing with our show.
Yes, they do. Oh, they do, Don.
Hello?
Hello!
Well, we'd like to ask you, so how much have you been drinking? Oh, Donnie, she's out cold. She's completely passed out, right there in her bar stool, sitting at the front of the bar.
Well, at least I can tell you now that we've received permission. Yes. So send off the FCC wolves. We've received permission now to listen.
I'm very serious.
That's a shame. That's a crying shame. And that's because we called Dublin and we didn't call the West.
Where's the luck of the Irish now?
I'm very serious. I'm very close.
Well... Pray tell, who would you be shooting then?
Just blew my fool hat off.
No, the fool
hat
off.
Getting very close.
Oh, clean off.
Put it right in my mouth.
That's seems extreme.
Hello. Hello?
Don and Mike. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Tom.
No, this is the luck of Irish today.
Are you an Irish? Let's hear your Irish accent.
How you doing there, Mike?
Can I hear your Irish accent, Tom?
This is it. This is how I'm doing it.
How do you spell Irish?
I-C-E.
Yeah.
S.
Isis.
Right.
Isis. Perfect. How do you say Patrick?
Patrick?
Spell Patrick.
P-A-R-T-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about
Spartan?
Shamrock.
Shamrock?
Yes.
S-H-A-R-C-H.
Shark. How will you be spelling? How will you be spelling? How will you be spending St. Patrick's Day, Tom?
S-T...
Tom.
What?
Tom, are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you wearing...
Why are you talking like that?
Because, say magic.
Are you drunk?
No,
A little bit.
Uh-huh. Tom, have you had something to drink?
Say magic, Mike.
I think if you say magic, it'll...
Oh, magic.
Poof.
And now he's back. He's Tom.
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Are you really drunk, Tom?
I drank half a gallon of... Irish whiskey.
Turpentine.
Oh, I don't think he did.
No. It was
thalidomide.
It was a little bottle of
antifreeze.
It was a little bit of
rat
Irish
poison.
No, cut that out.
Cut that out.
The guy's mic going off now.
What are you doing on the big day, Tommy?
It was iced tea.
Yes, Tom.
Are you
wearing green?
Yes.
How do you spell green?
G-R-E-E-N.
Hey, got that one. What are you doing for the big day, Tommy?
I don't know. If you can get me a limo, I can... If you give me the limo, I'll come down to see you down at your...
How do you spell limo?
L-A-M-O.
Lamo.
Lamo.
One's on the way.
Lamo. That's right.
Tom, we are running incredibly late. I need you to take us to break immediately.
I might go to break. You Irish knuckleheads.
You want to do it again, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, go take ahead, us to break, please.
Dynamite, the Irish knuckleheads can go to break.
Hey.
Fancy. You're drunk.
Hey, Buzz.
You're drunk.
Hey,
you're drunk, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am drunk.
Sounds like it.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You want to talk about sex?
Yeah.
What about sex? Is it good?
Yeah.
Sex good?
Yeah.
Who do you want to have sex with, Tom?
Beth Ann.
Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann.
What do you like?
Yeah. All right, Tom, you know you can't say that. And
no, you say breast.
That's right.
Much better.
Thank you. Tom.
And yeah.
Are they big, Tom?
What?
Are they big?
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really. They're 36 double D.
Beth Ann, our old producer?
No, the old producer.
Mm-hmm. That's the new producer. Yes. Yeah, you're right. You are correct, Tom. I meant our old producer.
What do you want to do, Tom?
Have sex with her and make babies.
Oh, dear.
Do you think would they look like her or you?
Like her.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I think they would look like one of those contraptions that you can plug your iPod into. Mm-hmm. You know, have you seen that where it's almost like the thing that comes out of the guy's stomach in Alien with Sigourney Weaver, where it's like it's this weird like dinosaur robotronic thing that
very strange
dances,
looking
dances in time to your your iPod.
Mm-hmm. So you want to have babies with Beth Ann? How long do you think that would take to have that happen, Tom?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How would you make
that? Is correct.
I don't.
That is correct.
All right, Tom, we do have to go to break.
Hey,
now.
I got a question.
What's that, sir?
When Easter comes, am I going to be dressed up like the bunny rabbit?
You bet your ass.
Of course not.
You bet your ass.
You certainly will.
Okay. Yep. No more Dennis Murphy. Dennis Murphy, you suck.
Yeah, he sucks. He sucks.
What would you like to tell Dennis on St. Patrick's Day, Tom?
Hey, Dennis, you can go F yourself and go Irish, you dumb mucklehead.
Wow.
Okay.
Was, Tom, he's definitely been walking the line today.
Take us to break, Tom.
I have Mike and Irish eyes were smiling. Go to break.
Don, you should have him take us to break, but do it loudly, Tom. Come on.
Mike can go to break and Irish smiles are smiling.
Louder.
Don and Mike can go to break and Irish eyes are smiling.
Yeah. Louder.
Don and Mike can go to break and Irish are smiling. Whoa.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, looking back at the show, let me see, we had a very long opening segment today.
We did indeed.
As we always do.
Yes.
Then there was the talk about the Batman cowl. And then there was the talk about Ireland.
We called Ireland.
And then there was Tom wanting to have a baby with Beth Ann.
Right. Yeah, and I should share with our listening audience that, that Tom had some wonderful things to say that we really couldn't share with you.
Now, I don't
know. And it is kind of a shame.
What was deleted out?
I'm sure I know. I know he one said, that was definitely deleted.
I know he said wee-wee. Now, you can say wee-wee, what he wanted to do.
He can't say where he wanted to put it.
He wanted to put it in her daisy.
Yeah, and let's leave it there.
And Tom used a more technical
term.
What's all
this then?
Anyway, here's my point. Buzz, who's propped up tonight and is here giving us the news.
He's doing a very, very good job.
I think so.
Assures me that he is actually really here today.
Yeah, 100%.
That I'm not looking like at a hologram. That he's really here.
It's really him.
See, because
totally.
Buzz had a very late night at Mike's joint last night.
It invigorated me, if anything.
Okay, keep telling yourself that. Anyway,
he has the strength of 10 men.
That's right.
Here's where we're at in the show. Mm-hmm. We've got the Friday favorite, which we want to get on.
Of course.
Then we've got Buzz in the news, right, which we want to get on. Now, in no way interpret this as us making an editorial decision to get rid of low-budget Jeopardy.
No.
We won't.
No.
But let's be honest. A lot of times, since we've had the problems with Joe and the parameters, we set up the bit, which is Mike does his bit, which is great.
Right.
Then we break for commercials, we come back, and we ask really moronic questions. And generally speaking, the losers on the telephone get them all wrong.
Exactly.
Every time.
Wait.
So, like, today I'm looking at this and going, okay, we've got time for Mike to do his bit, mm-hmm, which I want to do. I'm all for this.
Right.
And then in the next break after that, we could either go to Buzz, mm-hmm, or we could, you know, try to play the game with you people.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway,
that would kind of shortchange Buzz a little bit.
Yeah, so what we've decided tonight is that we'll do low-budget Jeopardy. We do this once in a while.
Yes.
Just without the questions and the answers and without the callers.
There it is.
But still, I think you're going to like it because the guy that's coming in for the non-low-budget Jeopardy, low-budget Jeopardy is here for only one reason.
One.
To defend our broke dick program director, Greg Gillespie.
Hold it. There you go.
What?
There you go. Now, Don and Mike are the afternoon guys. And I know what you're doing already. What you're doing is you're shortchanging your listeners. You know, you say, you make your spin. We, you know, we come from the no spin zone. And what you're doing is you're coming in here and saying, we're not going to do this, we're going to do that. Yeah, what really it adds up to, you, Don, don't want to spend the time with me defending yourself on your shabby treatment of the main guy, the guy that I like here, the guy that's doing a great job. I'm talking about Greg Gillespie.
I know, Bill O'Reilly. We are not going to play the part.
Really have to interject. Let me interrupt you right there and tell you, I think that Greg Gillespie may, in point of fact, be the best program director of all time. And I think what you guys do is you bully, you antagonize, you take people, innocent people like Greg Gillespie, people haven't done anything wrong, and what you do is you paint them into a corner. And after you paint them into a corner, here's what you do. You take him, you put him in your little box,
yes,
you frame it up all nice and pretty, you send it out to your listeners, and you think people are going to buy it. I'm going to sit here, Don, I'm going to tell you, I don't buy it. I don't buy
what you're doing. I don't, you know, you might be the number one guys on the station, but the fact is, what you're doing is a lie.
Bill.
It's a dirty, filthy lie, and
Bill,
I'm not going to sit here and take it. I really understand what you're doing. I know what you're doing. Here's an innocent guy.
Bill
comes
O'Reilly.
Down here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever met Greg Gillespie?
Well, no, I haven't. No. I don't have to meet a guy to know what he's all about. I can formulate an opinion on a guy just because I don't shake hands with this guy, with this dude, doesn't mean that I can't formulate an opinion of him. You delayed my appearance so you could play retard spelling bee, and I'm against it. I think what you're doing is a crime. I think really you ought to be locked up. I think everybody associated with this show, really, if I had my druthers, you know, what you're doing is you're polluting and corrupting. Polluting, corrupting the minds of all these people that think you're right, and you're wrong. And
now,
you're wrong, and I'm going to say you're wrong. I'm going to admit you're wrong. That's
Bill
all.
O'Reilly.
You're wrong. That's
yeah. Are you only kissing Greg Gillespie?
Incidentally, if I didn't get a chance, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Irish, you know, O'Reilly.
Oh,
that's
right.
Why I'm here today. Wanted to come by, and, you know, really, what you do is you watch your porn, you listen to your rap music, you come on, and you're wrong. You're dead wrong. Sorry for shouting. You're running the day out of St. Patrick is what you're doing. You're running the day out of St. Patrick. You're taking a beautiful holiday, and you're making it something awful. And I heard what you said about the Irish, and I agree with that. I thought you were right on cue with that.
What was said about
I don't
Irish.
Remember. The thing is, what I want to say to you guys is please, you know, take a play out of my playbook, okay? Don't bully. Formulate your facts, check your numbers, get things straight, and back off. That's
have
what you want to make sure you
have you ever talked
do.
To Greg Gillespie on the telephone?
Greg Gillespie, program director.
Right. The guy that you're
well,
here to
yeah,
defend.
Yeah, I'm sure I have him once or twice.
Yes or no?
I don't know.
No, yes
now,
or
look,
no.
The thing is, I've got the courage to come on your show and say that I don't know. You know, I might not know exactly what's going on, but the fact is, here's what... Can I... Look,
well, then why
are you trying to... Hold it. No, shout down.
What?
Shout down.
Shout down.
I don't know.
Shout down.
Irish debating technique. Hold on. Here's what this is what I do. When I get into a corner, you back me into a corner, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shout at you. I'm going to shout at you as much as I can. I'm going to make sure that I'm louder. When I have guests on my show, whether it be the radio or the TV factor, what I do is I actually make sure that the volume's turned up for me so that I can actually shout you down. If you're doing something that's going to make me feel uncomfortable, make me look bad, but you know, back me into a corner. Hold it.
Hold on. Yeah. Maybe we can come to a compromise here.
Well, let me just say, this whole Gillespie thing smells suspect, all right?
What do you
it's
mean?
A conspiracy, what you're doing. I don't know what you're up to, Geronimo. I really don't know what you're up to, but I think I have a general idea.
Okay.
I think I know you pretty well, and I think I know exactly what's going on here. I hear the rumors on the street. I know what the people are talking about, and I know the fact is, you know, you had a day away this week. You had one day away.
Yeah.
I think I know what's going on.
What?
I think I know what's going on.
What?
I'm not prepared to say right now.
What do you mean?
Look, what do you mean? What I mean is I know.
Do you really want to know? I had to spend the day away dealing with some affairs that have to do with my wife's estate.
Sure. We're all going to believe that. You're going to come in, you're going to come back on the show, you're going to say, I spent the day away, personal problems, personal things that I'm taking care of. We're all supposed to believe that the fact is, I know that a lot of things are going on with you. I know a lot of offers are coming in. I know you're entertaining those offers.
No, the fact is,
are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hold on.
You get an offer, you come in, you trash the boss, trash all the managers. Been regular, daily, day to day. You trash me. You trash me. You trash the rest of the station.
The only reason that you are defending Greg Gillespie
that
is
does
because...
It. La, 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 la.
The only reason
la,
you are defending
la,
him is
la,
because
la, la.
He is spineless and he is running...
Like the fact is...
He is running your radio efficient program
say that. You know, like, I was at the toll today, okay? I was coming out of the LIX. I the Long Island Expressway, and I had the toll. Here's what happened. It says $1.50. All right, and I come up on the thing. The guy says that'll be $1.50. I hand him $1.50. All right, $1.25. $1.50, and says thank you very much. And I said right. That's what you want me to believe. Right. $1.50. Like that's not 75 cents.
Hey,
like
O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I smell whiskey on your breath.
Now here's another thing. Here's what you do. I understand the straight folks. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly, let me tell you, with Don and his lesser partner, Mike, the guy that's really a drunk, it's a smokescreen. What he wants you to believe is that Mike comes in here and he's sober doing the show, which is not true. So what are you going to do? How do you turn that around? How do you turn that around to make sure that people don't think that Mike's drinking? Well, what you do is you say O'Reilly's drinking.
Bill.
O'Reilly, a guy that hasn't had a drink since 8 o'clock this morning, you have me come in and the fact that you're
Bill.
Trying to get people... Yeah.
Let's compromise.
Sure.
You know, we're not playing the game with the questions today.
Yeah, you're not playing the game. I understand what you're doing. You don't want to defend your treatment of a great American, Greg Gillespie. So what you want to do is you want to shortchange me on my time.
I tell you what.
So that you can talk about all the things you like to talk about, which is like porn and you know, the fact that you don't like America and the fact that you're, you know, with your liberal bias newsman.
Now, I'm going to have to stop you for a second.
Yeah, thank you.
To allow you to continue... Let's go.
So I see. I'm Irish.
Some real
I
questions.
Drink, I fight. I farm potatoes. Is that what you're going to say? That's. I know. That's
some
exactly
real,
where you're going to go.
Some
with
real
that.
Questions
sure.
from Low Budget Jeopardy today.
Right,
if we had played the game.
All right.
Let's see how bright you are.
But, you know, the fact is, I have a master's degree in broadcast journalism. I've studied very hard. I'm up on all the issues. I read voraciously, and I know what's going on. And if you know what's going on, what you do is you just try to tell people what it
here
is. If they
the
disagree with you, you just tell them they're wrong.
Here
and you, move you stand by your guns.
Here are some of the categories that we had today.
All right.
We're not
going
to get to
now. These what you do. Don, is you take your categories and you make them kind of kooky, right? You make them, you turn around,
you,
is that
you
what
have
you do?
Called,
yeah,
the, yeah. We have one called
the, yeah, all, whatever.
The All Spin Zone.
Yeah, the All Spin Zone. So you're doing a play on me.
Right.
I can take it, you know, dish it out. People
try
it on
one?
The sex fiend. Yeah, go ahead.
You want to try it? Here we go.
The All Spin Zone.
All Spin Zone for
yeah,
$1.
Go, I'm ready for your questions. Go ahead, fire away.
Big wooden horses that you ride on.
Big wooden horses. Now what you're doing is you're tricking me right there. I'm going to say Trojan.
No.
That's a good... Now, who are you?
It's a merry-go-round.
You're in the back. I got this guy
merry-go-round.
That comes in your studio, doesn't even take the time to tuck his shirt in, and he's over there, you know, rolling his eyes at me, and he knows the answer. You all know the answers.
Yes,
that's the way it's going to go. Right, question number two. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think back. Your phonograph spun in this direction.
Counterclockwise.
Wrong.
Right.
Records go clockwise.
Yeah, let's believe it because you've got it and you announced it. We're all going to believe it. We're not going to buy the spin.
You want to try one more?
In fact, it is counterclockwise. I'm certain of that.
The All Spin Zone?
I'm ready.
For three?
Go ahead.
Pat Sajak is your charming host.
I know that he came in and did a CBS replacement show, or it might have been NBC. I'm going to say Late Show with Tom Snyder. Wrong. Of course. Yeah, let's get O'Reilly on. Get O'Reilly on. Prove him wrong. Prove O'Reilly wrong.
On a wheel, you
say he's been drinking all the time. I know, you know. I had a counterclockwise turntable for hidden messages when I was a boy at Marist College. It's counterclockwise. You play the records, you play them counterclockwise, and they speak to you with a super supernatural message.
How many little bottles of Bailey's are in your pocket?
This, you know, it's
the
St.
Airline,
Patrick's Day.
The
I got a point.
Bottle.
I got two
20.
In this pocket, too. What I do with my staff every St. Patrick's Day. See, you're going to turn it around and make it something evil. What I'm going to tell you is I take my staff and I take them all out to lunch and I give them a couple of bottles of Bailey's, and that's what I do. And then you come in here and say, hey, O'Reilly's been drinking, and I'm like, this is no spin zone. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
you know,
Bill.
That's it. Have
Bill,
a happy
hold
abortion
Bill,
for Christmas.
Hold on. Just between me and you. You're at you took your staff out today?
Yeah, took them out to a steakhouse.
You get them some drinks?
Yeah, I bought him a couple of drinks.
Now,
a couple of
now. Settle down. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Man to man.
Excuse me. I just burped. It tasted a little bit like throw up.
Oh, dear.
Man to man.
Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead.
When you took your staff out today.
Now, you want to fool me and tell me that I'm not on the radio. I know I'm on the radio. So
no,
if you're going to talk
no.
to me, I got to keep
no.
my persona up. You
no,
go,
no, no.
hey, man to man. When everybody's listening, what do you think? I'm some kind of idiot. I know the biz. I'm on TV.
Okay.
Wrong.
When you were out today with your staff,
yeah,
getting them drunk.
Sure. I wasn't getting them drunk. Now, see, that's what you do. You plug that in, and we bought a couple of cocktails.
You bought drinks.
Sure.
Were there any ladies there?
There were several. We have a large staff. We have we have a support staff that we deal with. It's very interesting. We went to Sizzler. We had sangria, and I bought a few of the broads. That's the way it works. You know, it's the same old deal. You want to get anything more than that,
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, if I could take you through a day at the office, the way, I mean, when you're working on the factory, this is how it works. I get there early in the morning. We have a staff meeting. And occasionally what I'll do is if I've got a particular intern, you know, anywhere from, say, 19 to 27 years of age,
right.
You know, it depends on when they're going to school. Some of them getting master's degrees. That's the way it works. And I see one of these ladies that's doing a good job. What I do is I like to give her a nice pat on the bottom. That's all I do. And I say, you know, good work, Trace. Tracy, and I'll just give her a little pat on the bottom. That's all, you know. And what the media does, what everybody does in the liberal biased media, they want to take this, they want to turn it into something bad, and then, and of course, here I am. You're playing the disgusting sounds. This is the reason
you're talking.
This is the reason
touching girls' bottoms.
I'm talking about a little pat on the behind. Look, you're playing that disgusting sound, and all I'm talking about is a pat on the behind. You understand? A pat on the behind. Will you find some skin under my fingernails? I'm not ready to answer that.
God.
So that, yeah, you know, if you want to turn this into a CSI episode, we can go down that route too. No, you know, you're not going to do that. You're not going to get me going down that road. It's not going to happen. The fact is, I like a good job. I pat everybody in the behind, men and women. That's it. And then you play that disgusting sound. And this is why kids are not paying attention in school. Because why should you, if you're Johnny Average, if you're Johnny, I don't read a lot. You're going to be listening to a terrible show like this. And anytime anybody mentions the behind, you got to play that terrible. That, see, that's just not good, all right? I mean, a little white baptism, maybe. I mean, that's what it is. So, you know, look, I'm trying to have fun with you. I understand what you do. You do a different kind of radio.
Listen, hold on.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here's a little promo. You're going to do a cross. Don, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do cross promotion.
Okay.
All right, this is Bill O'Reilly for Don and Mike. You want to escape. You want to turn your brain off. You want to come to a place, sit and roost for a little while. Don't deal with issues. Don't deal with anything of any substance. You want to hear a little poop sound once in a while. You pop in here. Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Damn right.
All right. That was Mike Wallace. He's not here, is he?
No.
No, he's here.
Oh, is he?
I got to go.
Do you hate?
I got to go.
Do you hate Bill O'Reilly?
Damn right.
Yeah, well, I hate him right back. You want to talk about bias? You know, that guy is about as biased as any human being can be.
That's exactly what lesbians like to do.
That's Dave Letterman.
Yeah.
Another bad guy. You got all your heroes, don't you, Don? You got all your heroes here. All your heroes, all the people you like. You got your Mike Wallace.
Now listen.
Where's your Chris Matthews? You got him too.
One minute.
You got John Stewart. You got
One
Bill
minute.
Maher.
What do you like?
The people that are making this country blow up and go up in flames.
You came in, the whole premise of you being on the show today was to defend the program director.
Yeah, let me get back to that.
We've spent a couple of weeks
to get back to that.
Cutting down.
I want to get back to that. I mean, if you want to do that, what I want to do is get back to that, talk to you about it, and explain to me why you pick on a guy, a good guy, one of the good guys in radio, one of the top performers in every market he's been in.
What markets has he been in?
I don't know, but the fact is, this is a good guy. This is a guy that, you know, somebody like you, the guy I like to call the torpedo, you know, you open the torpedo tubes and boom, you want to blow this guy out of the water, Don, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the great. He's my hero.
What would you say?
My other hero. My number one hero, of course, is called God.
What would you say about Greg Gillespie if all of a sudden on a Monday you found out that they were canceling your show?
Let me tell you what I'd say about Greg Gillespie. I'd just say Greg Gillespie is a great guy. I'm not going to do a hypothetical because I'll be on here forever. Because the ratings show what a great job I'm doing. I checked him. I looked at him this morning, and I'm doing fabulous.
You realize that in the last midday ratings, there were some donuts.
Ah, oh, donuts. Now you're going to say bagel, Z0, the whole thing. Don, live in your cocoon. Enjoy yourself in your little glass bubble, but I know what the truth is, okay? Two facts, okay? I got the best ratings on your station, and Greg Gillespie is a Marconi Award winner. And we all know that's true. And I'm going to sit here, and you can spin it any way you like, but I know what the truth is. That's the way it goes. Right? You don't like red-haired people. That's what it is. I know your dossier, Don. I read the book on you. You don't like people with red hair. That's why you got a little problem with this guy, Gillespie, who's going to turn the radio station around. It already sounds better, in my humble opinion.
What has he done to make the station sound better?
Oh, you know.
No,
you know exactly what he's done. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and enumerate the things he's done. That would be too easy. And then you just make up your little stories and try to blow me out of the water. And am I going to do it?
Hey,
that's not the way I play.
Hey,
I don't roll that way, Don. Don't roll that way.
You know
what you're going to do is you're going to almost time for liberal news with Captain Horny over here.
We're going to buzz in the news now. But first, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
This would have been our final low budget Jeopardy.
Yeah.
You can think about it during the buzz tease here.
No, it's good. Yeah, you know, I don't need to. I think very quickly.
Yes,
unlike most people on this show, I should say. What I do, Don, is I think very quickly. But if you want to throw that at me, go ahead.
Yesterday, Congress voted to raise the ceiling on our national debt to $9 trillion.
Yeah, right. $9 trillion. You're right. Yeah.
A trillion.
Uh-huh.
Has this.
Right.
A trillion.
Uh-huh. Right.
A trillion.
Yeah.
A trillion.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Has
this
many zeros
Got it.
In it.
Right. Huh?
How many?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
yeah, I got it.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Got the answer already for you.
Yeah.
3 million.
Damn right.
Thank you, Mike Wallace. Another man that knows a good broadcaster when he hears it.
12. 12.
Oh, boy. 12?
12.
12. That's what I said.
12 zeros.
That's what I said. Roll back the tape. You'll see that's what I said. That's
like
exactly what I said.
12 zeros.
You haven't won a Peabody Award. Remember that.
Neither have you.
Oh, it's detailed.
Buzz?
Yeah. Jeez.
What's on your news and comments tonight?
Well, funny you should mention tonight, congratulations, your credit limit has been raised to $9 trillion. 1 hour to Severin.
One hour
to Severin.
March Madness means
I'm listening,
much money.
There you go, liberal.
And is sex with Colin Farrell worth $3 million?
What do you care about March Madness, Buzz? You got Democrats playing in it? Is that what it is?
Big money.
Yeah, big money. Big time money, yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to say March Madness. You're going to say, like, fiscal issues. And then what you're going to do is you're going to bash the president. Vice President, I just think it's poppycock.
Well, I thought I'd get the president first and then do the market.
Yeah, there you go. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Where do you get to heaven?
Hey, Bill.
I know what's going to go on up there, and you're going to hell, my good. I like that, actually.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
58 minutes to Severin.
On the Don and Mike Show.
What?
58 minutes to Severin.
That was very...
That's professional. He's got things to say.
Bye. This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Yeah. Oh, time for Buzz's news and comments right now.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz brought to us by the Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices, Hard Times Cafe. Yeah, Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
Make baby with Tom.
With Tom's,
Tom's wee-wee. And now, here's Buzz.
I got on my...
Instead of dumb people missing Jeopardy questions and having us get mad at them.
Don't worry. Yeah.
That will return in its entirety when we come back from our break.
We will be less angry. Perhaps we will be less angry when we leave tonight.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. As lawmakers and DJs and college co-eds prepare to go on spring break, this is a good time to take a look at airport security. No, you still can't take the 6-inch steel nail file on the plane, but if you have a bomb, you should have no trouble getting on board. At 21 airports around the country, federal investigators were able to get through with the makings of a powerful bomb, the kind of bomb just about anybody could make.
But why is it whenever I travel, I get nailed for having the Bic lighter?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, that's out. Sorry.
I mean, I know it's out, but when I went to Minneapolis, I guess it was 3 or 4 weeks ago to see my daughter, I didn't even realize that it was in... Is like stuck in one of the nooks in my carry-on.
Right,
like
right.
In one of the zippy things.
They hate the Bic lighters.
And boy, oh boy, you would have thought that I had a gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it
they
was
go
like,
crazy because they're easily identifiable and they can make a big deal.
They found it right away and it was stepped to the side and they wand me and everything. And then the guy reaches in and pulls it out and is like, right.
Uh-huh. Hey, excuse me. What are you doing?
What are you trying to pull?
Yeah, but meanwhile, as you're saying,
right.
You can bring stuff to make a bomb on a plane.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
And also they told me at TSA when I was complaining about this, and I know it's the law. There's a million signs.
Right.
It's the law. The guy said, you can bring matches.
That's true. Four
I
books.
Said, up to four I said, yeah. So I said, how many? Mm-hmm. He said, 4 books up to 100. So you can bring 100 matches if you want to on an airplane,
right.
But you can't bring a Bic lighter.
It takes longer to light a shoe bomb with matches than it does with a Bic lighter.
And I actually got into the discussion with because the guy at TSA in Minneapolis was not being a jerk with me.
No.
I said, you know, here's the thing. As you can tell from my bag, I've got some cigars with me.
Right.
When I get out of the airport, I'm going to want to have a smoke.
Right.
And he said, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I said, but you don't sell lighters in the airport. He said, that's right, because you're not allowed to travel with them on the airplane. I said, so what am I supposed to do? And he said, well, I guess don't smoke.
Thanks. Yeah. Is that when you hit him?
Thanks, Minnesota Nice.
did we talk about the take a lighter, leave a lighter plan where they have like a barrel and you throw it in before you go through security and then you pick one up on your way out at the other end?
Is that what you used to do with car keys?
Exactly.
house keys?
Exactly.
Those special parties in the 80s?
It worked then. It can work now.
I would do that, Buzz.
Yeah, can you travel with big wooden safety matches, like kitchen matches?
I don't know.
Up to 100, I suppose.
Because really, next to a lighter, that's the best thing to light a cigar with.
I've got some at home I found at a hardware store that are Strike Anywhere. They're great. I'll bring you some.
Big, gigantic ones.
Yeah.
Handy. The no security screener, no machine, no chemical tests kept the parts and ingredients for these bombs from getting through. In some cases, the investigators actually did things to try to make security suspicious, and security still didn't find the bomb parts. According to head of the 9/11 Commission, I thought Homeland Security was making progress. Evidently, they're not. TSA has no comment. You may now board the plane, but we're going to need those toenail clippers. Mm-hmm. What happens when you max out your credit? They raise your credit limit.
Joe.
It's no different with the government. And yesterday, faced with the spendingest president in history, the Senate voted to raise the country.
Are you ready for some football?
That's him. They voted to raise the country's debt limit from $8 to $9 trillion. Now, when you're $8 trillion in debt...
How many zeros in that? I just had that.
12.
Right.
12.
O'Reilly didn't know that.
No.
No.
Not surprised. anyway, so what's another trillion if you're already $8 trillion in debt? Instead of a debt, we had a surplus when Clinton left office, but that's another story. Now, besides raising the debt limit, it keeps everybody happy. Your taxes won't go up yet because we'll just borrow what we need to pay for the president's war in Iraq and other successful ventures. Even lawmakers are okay with raising the debt limit, and the Senate immediately started spending some of the new money we don't have, including another billion for that really good airport security.
Well, now, Buzz, I know that you're stepping on next year.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
But really, isn't the government doing what they've taught us as Americans to do over the years?
Yeah, we all have our credit cards.
What you want to do is overextend yourself.
Right.
And then, like, here's how it goes. You get the credit card, and then you realize, oh, my God, I can go to the store and buy anything, even though I don't make a lot of money.
Right.
Then what happens is you reach your limit on that card, and they send you another card.
God
and
bless them.
What you'll do is you make the minimum payment on the first one you've maxed out, and eventually you keep doing this until you finally get to declare bankruptcy.
Yep.
That's the great American dream now.
That's how it works. But they've fixed bankruptcy now, so filing for bankruptcy, not as much fun as it used to be.
And here's a brain teaser for you.
Uh-huh.
Let's round off America's population to 300 million.
All right.
It's like between 270 and 300 million.
Fair enough.
Okay. Was it 12 trillion?
No, it was 9 trillion.
Nine trillion. 9 trillion, the new
limit. $9 trillion, 300 million people.
Mm-hmm.
How much debt per citizen?
Wow. See, that's the great thing.
What? I bet. How
could
much
you do it? Let's put him on it.
How 30 much? Grand. Per person.
30, yeah, that's right. I believe I heard that figure. For every man, woman, and child in this country.
I love the look. You know what I like more than you giving him that little brain? The look he gives after that, which was just like, yep, know it right here. Up
the
old noggin.
Incredible Bobo.
Yeah, good job.
Now, that's what I like. Not when you step up with your goddamn...
Don, I'm afraid it all comes in the same package.
When you step up with your George and Gracie vaudeville act.
It all comes in the same package.
That's right.
Give me more Richard Pryor and less W. UC Field.
It's really that. It's 30,000 a person.
Yeah, 28,000, I think I heard.
Wow. Man, that's neat. What was that other one you had earlier today? What was the one that got him mad? What was that thing you were...
Lunacy.
Lunacy. That's the one you didn't like.
Shut up!
God!
Shut up!
Now, you might be surprised at the number of voters who think George W. Bush ought to be censured, publicly scolded by Congress for his warrantless wiretapping program. 48%.
I think he should be castrated.
On TV or on?
On Fox.
Oh, good.
Even a government economist knows that's almost half of us. 48%.
By Ryan Seacrest.
But wait, it gets better.
With his mouth.
Seacrest, out nearly that many Americans, 42%, think the guy ought to be impeached, according to a new poll. Only 50% of us are against impeachment. That means 50% of us wouldn't mind if he was. The poll did not ask about a tar and feathering, maybe next month.
Really, seriously. I mean, you're really into the next stepping today.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he's getting ready to take a little break here. He wants to get his shots in.
With any luck, this guy will be gone by the time we get back from vacation.
We can't impeach him because he's stupid. I mean,
we can't.
I'm sorry.
It's a very, very busy day for Mike.
That Austin Powers ring.
I'm sorry. That's what I hung up.
Thank you.
I'm really, really sorry.
Don't worry about it.
A little over a year ago,
I'm sure it was the last show without making a mistake.
I'm sure it was important, you know.
Yeah.
Like you ran out of donkey pee, you know, for your green beer.
I don't know what it was.
Mike, bad news. Donkey number four has had a setback.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Hello. Yeah. Who's this?
You actually hear the guy say Mike.
Mm-hmm. Who? Hi, Scott. I'm on the air. I'm on the air right now, Scott. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All straightened out?
That's the guy that calls me one time a year.
Scott Baio?
Scott Herman. One time a year. Calls me one time a year.
Good timing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, beam him up.
Beam me up, Scotty.
There you go.
Okay, well, I'll finish this and then I'll stop with the next stepping.
Go ahead.
And I'm really sorry, Buzz. That was very, very rude of me.
Well, it could have been important. I know this is a big day for you.
It's once and for all, I know it's not much time left, but I'm going to turn it off, okay? I'm going to turn the phone off right now.
You're the gay
Thanks
style.
So much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Mike's phone says goodnight.
A little over a year ago, when the Pew Research Center asked Americans for a one-word description of the president, the most popular answer was honest.
Thought it started with S.
No, that was last year, honest.
Okay.
This year, the word liar made the top five, and so did the word idiot. But this year's most popular...
He's out of his mind today.
I'm giving you the results.
You're out of your mind today, American people.
Yes.
Buzz, we want to be on your side. We gave you an extra segment today.
I appreciate that.
Please tell me.
These polls that
you're quoting...
Mm-hmm.
What are the sources of the polls?
The Pew Research Center for this one that I'm on right now. One of the most respected.
Here's the only Pew
poll comes to us with the Marshall Burbank Institute.
Okay. Right.
Peppy.
Jethro Pew from the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Besides the pew you sit in a church.
Right.
Pew.
Peppy La.
Right. And Peppy Le Pew.
Right.
There's no Pew poll.
There's a much respected Pew Research Center.
And if you're going to pew into this.
They do public opinion polls. This is their latest. This year's most popular one-word answer to describe the president, incompetent. The poll says 56% of us see the president as out of touch. Quoting a spokesman for the American Research Group, people simply aren't buying it anymore.
Now, are you through? Are you done?
I'm done.
Because, you know, my guy, I know, you know, I have more tolerance than he does, and I'm actually...
They called me, and I said, wonderful. I said, serendipitous. Beautiful.
Capital idea. H&R Block, charged with fraud. That's our story when we come back.
They said Bush, and I said Camelot.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Camelot.
I might be coming to your side now.
Nirvana.
Ralphie boy, I can't go bowling with you.
Ralphie boy.
Norton, I want to go bowling. The Pew survey says incompetent.
I can't say incompetent, Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you, Ralphie boy.
Bang, zoom,
to the moon.
Dick Burton.
That's right.
And
James Mason.
James Mason.
Yeah. As the honeymoon.
And Jimmy Mason.
Right.
And now what's next here, Buzz?
H&R Block charged with fraud.
Really?
Yep.
Texas, Ralphie boy. Texas.
Texas. Speaking of Texas.
Yes.
How'd your boy do in the picks? I know he was crazy for Texas. Jesus Christ, did Texas win their first round NCAA game?
I've not even checked. We'll have an answer when we return.
Okay.
Texas. Ralphie boy. Ralphie boy. Bang, zoom.
To the moon. We'll be back with more next time.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate, babe, but do you think...
Because I'll get all over you.
Yep, hold on a second. What the hell's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
Okay, hold on. Stop.
Do over?
Yeah, let's take it from the top.
Do over.
This is the good one?
I know, like, I asked for that thing, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's like this. It's... The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
That, then this.
Are you a drunk?
And then this.
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Don and Mike.
And this.
You've been drinking today.
Yes. And then this. That's what I was looking for.
You are
in denial.
No. We have a leather jacket to give away from Coleman Power Sports.
Wow. We have a leather jacket for you.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
This Saturday,
you are drunk at a tissue level.
Thank you. This Saturday is Coleman Power Sports annual auction and half price sale. Get to the Falls Church location for the biggest sale of the year. WherethepowerIs.com. Phone number is 877-365-3636. What?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah.
What did I read?
This Saturday, but you know.
Okay, three letters. BFD.
All right.
Are we giving the thing away?
Are we?
Did they get their plug?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, isn't this Saturday and tomorrow the same thing?
Yes.
I believe they are.
Being that way he is, you know.
Look.
Technically, this Saturday means tomorrow.
It does.
It does.
It does.
It does.
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Listen, if you want a nice leather jacket, call now.
Cool.
Be the 100th caller.
Nice leather jacket, get it right off the truck. It's brand new.
Just give us the phrase that pays.
Very good.
This station sucks. Seriously, call our 100 right now.
That's our phrase that pays.
This station sucks.
Very excellent. Good.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
This Saturday. Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Well, that's this Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you, Buzz.
What are you, a lunatic?
Exactly. With tax day about... That's right. Yeah, it's me. With tax day about a month away, H&R Block has been charged with fraud. New York's attorney general is suing H&R Block for fraudulently marketing a retirement savings plan that caused hundreds of thousands of low-income clients to lose money. The lawsuit asks for $250 million in fines and refunds. New York says Block steered a 500,000 customers into IRA accounts with expensive hidden fees, fees that were bigger than the interest earned.
What was the question?
See, people like him were taken advantage of.
Very unfair. I can't hear you.
New York says 85% of the people who invested lost money.
And, I beg your pardon?
And New York says H&R Block used the scheme to keep customers coming back for more year after year.
He's back. Your friend's back.
My hero, Buzz Lightyear.
Now, that guy didn't even say Buzz.
Oh, I've always had trouble hearing you.
There you go, Buzz.
This is a ticklish situation, Buzz.
It always is, Buzz. 2 years ago, H&R Block was accused of selling bonds for Enron. So there's that.
Can't hear a word you say.
It's fine. For most...
All right, Buzz.
I'm great. 100%.
I'm not here.
Yeah, for most of us, even...
Next question.
All right, then. For most of us, even if we splice together video of all the best sexual performances of our lifetimes, nobody would pay more than a few $100 to see them. But then we're not a former Playboy playmate.
It had to be a very short film.
Yeah, it wouldn't be very impressive on my end, either.
And
get it on my end.
We're also... That has yet to be filmed. Or hunky Irish actor Colin Farrell. We're not him, so we're not likely to make a lot of money. If Farrell fails in his lawsuit against the playmate he plowed, then she'll get a $3 million advance from an internet porn company for the video she has of their event.
I can even write that, like the princely playboy who plowed the playmate.
Oh, yeah. I thought what we did.
You could have worked some more peas in.
I could have done more. But I didn't.
And Perky.
What's cooking, Buzz?
Perky should be in there, too.
I like Perky. Mm-hmm. The Perky Nicole Narain, Miss January 2002, stands to make big money from her 15-minute performance with Colin Farrell.
You know, Narain. I have the Mike Farrell sex tape.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The guy from MASH.
Much cheaper.
And he's having sex with the...
Loretta Swit.
No. With the guy...
Or guy?
With the guy that wanted to bang Hot Lips all the time.
Well, Larry Linville.
Larry Linville, who playmaker Frank Burns.
Right. Frank Burns.
And is Klinger there?
Of course.
Back hair.
Klinger is the plate.
Good.
In the Colin Farrell story, the playmate gets $100,000, even if Farrell's lawsuit succeeds in keeping the video off the internet.
What is it?
And the porn company will also pay her lawyer bills.
I beg pardon?
You can see the contract on the website smokinggun.com.
One evening, as Buzz waits for his dad outside the science hall,
dad.
He suddenly sees a familiar face.
Ah, very good. A winner?
A winner if they have the phrase that pays.
Let's fetch
all 100. Let's see if they got the phrase. That pays. Hello, say it and win.
Hi, the station sucks.
Excellent. Winner.
There you go.
What was the question?
What's your name, my friend?
It's Ryan Mangan.
Hi, Ryan. Where are you from?
Frederick.
Ryan, you won the leather jacket from Coleman Power Sports.
Good deal.
The day between Friday and Sunday is Coleman Power Sports annual auction and half-price sale. For more information, call Rob. Thank you.
A week from last Saturday.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
A week from last Saturday.
Thank you for listening.
I can't hear you.
I know.
Okay, Buzz.
Okay.
Here we go. In a flash.
Here we go. What's next, Buzz?
While other states are banning abortions in the morning after pill, Missouri wants to make sure that poor, undereducated women keep getting knocked up. The Missouri House voted this week to stop paying for birth control for low-income women. And the Show Me State's lawmakers took it a step further, voting to cut off funding for any state agency that would even refer those women to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, don't cut it off.
Whopper gas.
It is. Now, the money will go instead to feeding, housing, and later imprisoning their offspring.
Whatever.
Women can now breastfeed in public in Kentucky. Actually.
Yeah, now. Hold on just a moment.
No, let's savor that.
Where is the bus schedule?
In Kentucky, women can now breastfeed. Actually, they could all along. There never were any laws in Kentucky against breastfeeding in public, and yet the legislature there felt it necessary to go on record saying it is legal.
Oh.
The new law
says... That would be one ticket from Washington, D.C. to
Louisville. Breastfeeding.
It's got to be Louisville.
Louisville. Breastfeeding may not be considered an act of public indecency.
How many hours to
Louisville?
I beg your pardon?
Indecent exposure. Sexual conduct, lewd touching, or obscenity, end quote. Even though there were no laws against it. The vote was 98-1 in the Kentucky legislature. The one lawmaker who voted against public breastfeeding says he was concerned that it would make some teacher want to whip it out in front of her students.
Yeah!
Quoting him, I think that would be really disruptive. When we come back, why we don't pay police officers enough.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Well, he's very old.
Was that your tease?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, Buzz. What was the tease again?
When we come back, why we don't pay police officers nearly enough.
You want to try?
Can't hear a word you say.
It was fine the first time.
I think you got to be a little louder so he can hear you.
Try one more time. When we come back.
Why we don't pay police officers enough.
Well, live and learn.
Yeah.
I'm not here.
He can't hear you, Buzz.
I know.
Next question.
There are no questions.
He's just rambling on.
Aren't you glad you got two segments today?
I am thrilled.
What is it?
He's demented, I said. You're demented.
I beg pardon?
I said you're demented.
What was the question?
Demented. You're demented in the head.
I can't hear you.
You're demented.
I beg your pardon?
You're a lunatic.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
I know you have. Shut up.
Go out and take a look at it.
Yep, take a look at this.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
What's next?
Why we don't pay police officers nearly enough.
Christ, don't yell, dude.
Because it's true.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
It's all been
so incredibly fascinating.
And
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Warning, may cause an oopsie, the Don and Mike Show.
And once again, here's Buzz Burbank. Bum 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 bum.
Everyone's dancing now.
Everyone who's half a faggot is dancing right now.
Yes.
I see two halves. Hi, Don and Mike.
I think the whole.
In sports.
H-O-L-E.
The thing about March is, it's madness. Suddenly, even some people who normally don't follow sports become crazed fans.
Did you mean that to be funny?
Yes, I did.
He's clever that way sometimes.
But it's 100%. Everybody in the pool.
I thought you were at 101%.
Earlier in the day, I'm more tired now. Even people who don't normally gamble put down $5 or 20 or more. Even church groups have handed out bracket sheets. Over the next...
Can't hear a word you say.
Doesn't really matter, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Over the next 3 weeks, we're expecting to collectively bet $2.5 billion on the NCAA games and cut American productivity at work by nearly $4 billion.
That's not including the juice.
Right.
That's a betting talk that I don't even understand.
No, none of us does. None of this, of course, will cover the $9 trillion debt. And finally, we...
What about the VIG?
The VIG.
The VIG.
The VIG. Isn't the VIG the same as the juice?
Yeah, you talked to the Shiloh about that.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully nobody gets hurt, thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
We often say we don't pay police officers enough, but on that job, some days, there isn't enough money in the world. In Chicago this week, a crazed man smashed windows in cars, broke into a house, and wound up in a standoff with police. At some point in the chaos, he cut off his own penis.
Oh, yes. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
At some point in the standoff, he threw it at the police.
No.
He also,
no way.
He also threw knives along with his appendage, and that's when they tasered him.
Oh, yes.
Quoting a police sergeant, we took him out without any serious injury, with the exception of his own.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no!
No. Don't you want to come in and do a special morning after show tomorrow morning?
Yeah, the day after St. Patty.
Saturday.
That's it. We got it. That's right. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Saturday, also known as tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Also known as this Saturday. Thank you. We got to fly. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening. And blah, blah, blah. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you now. You got to hold the fort down and we're gone.
Are you still coming over for dinner tonight?
What are you serving?
Lasagna and cornbread.
Oh, man. You put the finger on my favorite meal. For the toe.
Nobody knows why we're laughing.
No, I know.
It'll be in the book.
It's funny. Terrible.
It'll be in the book.
It's robbery.
It's a major. A major award.
It's a major award.
Rajili.
We'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.